located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I hope you will join me at the annual WWCB Whiskey, Wine, Cigars, and Brew, sponsored by Reading VFW Post 1934. Saturday, July 30th, starting at 2 p.m. We're going to be at the Veterans Hall. Tickets are only $10.
Call VFW Post 1934 at 241-9168, 241-9168, or visit vfwpost1934.org.
Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
Show of hands, guys. All right, show of hands. It's Monday. Who's excited about the DNC? Was that too? It's not too much. It's never too much. Who's excited about the Poonami? Poonami 2016. That's really what the DNC is. Let's be completely honest about this. Holy cow. Like, there's so many other things that I wanted to touch upon today, but mine eyes have seen the glory of the falling of the DNC. Have you, so in case you were somehow, I don't know, like under a rock or something. So they have an email problem. Those Democrats, they've got an email problem. So this is what happened. Basically, and not just basically, this is, I mean, let's just like break it all down. So you have these emails that were being sent back and forth between members of the Democrat National Committee, right? So all of these emails going back and forth, and it was showing how that they were conspiring to attack Bernie Sanders and Bernie Sanders' religion to help Hillary Clinton, right? And then it was discovered that the DNC's biggest donors, they had a lot of their private information released to the public. And then it showed, oh my gosh, I know. And then there's more. There's so much more. You have all the, just think of this like the glorious yellow bonus stripe on the magazine cover where you're like, bonus, centerfold, what? And bonus, journalists were then shown to be sending all of these. They ran stories past the DNC, stories about the candidates past the DNC to get their, approval before they ran the stories, right? Like, top-ranking DNC officials, guys. Top-ranking. And then, I know, it's a smorgasbord of schadenfreude. We're going to use all the words today and sound like the Swedish chef. Mork, mork, mork. And then, Debbie Wasserman Schultz was basically, she just lost all her power to completely oversee the convention, and now she's stepping down. She announces right after the convention. So, to recap, all of this, by the way, was dumped out by WikiLeaks. So let's recap again, will we? Oh, don't you love starting your Monday out with just a punch to somebody's face that's not yours? Don't you love it? So, to recap, it was revealed that you basically had hackers that were monitoring all of the DNC communication for quite some time. The communication showed that the DNC was colluding, conspiring with Hillary Clinton to attack Bernie Sanders. And then the DNC's biggest donors had a bunch of their private info released to the public. And then journalists were shown to be colluding and conspiring with the DNC about stories about DNC and DNC candidates and DNC party stuff before publication. And then Debbie Wasserman Schultz completely lost her power as DNC chair. She's resigned. And then you have Donna Brazile, who stepped up as interim chair because she was previously vice chair. So do we have all that? Have we covered all our bases? Have we covered all our bases? I'm just going to put that out there. Poonami. The Poonami starts tonight. You know what? You know what, guys? There's certain words that are glorious to say. You know, like, do you enjoy Kane over there, who is getting all the audio, has this big expression of schadenfreude all over his face? Kane, let me ask you. Are there certain words that you love to say? Like, Poonami is probably my favorite word of 2016.
Sure. I mean, there's a lot of words I like to say. Some not FCC, not allowed.
Oh, I mean, not those, because we all love those.
Okay.
Not those. I mean, we do, and then we repent. But those, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like Poonami, schadenfreude, because it's so fun to say.
Right.
It's basically a revenge word, and you think right when you think someone's done saying it, there's another syllable. It's amazing.
I'm with you on all of it.
This is a big, giant fist punch in the air, right? Are you really surprised, though? Let's back up for a minute. Are you surprised about any of this? Show of hands, guys. Anybody out there? No, you're not. I know you're not. You're not at all surprised about any of this. Because most of this is stuff that we've already known for quite some time. We've known that this is a horrifically corrupt party organization. And so this is how they're trying to spin it. Like, they were so, guys, Democrats want to assure you that their server that was in the bathroom, Hillary Clinton's bathroom server that was in some frat brother's bathroom while they were having a kegger in the hall, I swear to you that happened. They want to assure you that that's not a big deal, that there's no way Russian hackers were able. They were too stupid to get a hold of that. Russian hackers, guys, were too dumb to figure out how to hack a bathroom server for Hillary Clinton, a private server. Yeah, exactly, right? But they are deviously genius, and they can hack the DNC server, but they're too stupid to hack Hillary Clinton's little... So now now Democrats are concerned about the Russians. So I have a question for the class. I don't girl shriek, but can you get that, like, Walking on Water song? I don't know who the hell sings it. It's from the 80s. I remember hearing it. It's a good song. Or no, Walking on Sunshine,
Walking on
or whatever
Sunshine,
the hell it's called.
Yeah, okay.
That one. Let's go ahead and pipe that in. Because I have to have that happy little song behind me. I just now thought of it, or I would have told you earlier. I just now thought of this. So Democrats are now finally worried about Russians. Like, all of a sudden now the Russians are bad. Like, all of a sudden now, guys, now, Vladimir Putin may be a dangerous guy. I'm just going to say that. Like, all of a sudden now, there's the red threat. The red under the bed. There's all of that. Now they're concerned about it. So, Dana's a thinking here. As I am wont to do. Do you remember way back in the day, when Mitt Romney was attacking the Russians and Vladimir Putin? What was it Obama said? No, he didn't say he was walking on sunshine. Katrina and whatever the heck your name, band name is. I can't even remember right now because I'm too full of joy.
And the waves.
Thank you, and the waves. I'm too full of joy. So, remember when Mitt Romney was criticizing Vladimir Putin and he was attacked? Imagine that. That's kind of crazy. So now, it would seem, guys, that's kind of, he was right. Are Democrats saying that Mitt Romney was right? Are they saying he was right? Wow. Who knew? So, they've really seized on this whole Russian hacker thing. They've really seized on it. Now they're like, oh my gosh, you guys, it's the Russians. The Russians are everywhere. Now it's the red thread under the bed. Reds under the beds. That needs to be a song. Like, we've got to do that. So now they're terrified of the run, and that's all they're focusing on. I did the and coming up in the show, I'm going to preview what we have coming up, because now, like, I've looked at all of these headlines. I was going through and looking at different headlines. Everyone's like, the Russians. Why aren't Republicans concerned that the Russians are? Well, I don't know. Like, y'all weren't concerned with the bathroom server. You were like, oh, what difference is it? It's no big deal. None of this makes any sense. What? So now, literally, this is the top headline over at New York Times. As Democrats. You know what? I like that. That's a verbal typo, and it stays. As Democrats gather, a Russian subplot raises intrigue. I'm just going to sit back and... Is anybody else going to pop some popcorn tonight? We should talk about what popcorn we enjoy eating when we're watching Poonami sling itself on stage, right? I mean, we should do that. We should have that conversation. Do you like yours extra buttery? Because I do. I love, like, if I'm going to have popcorn, load on the salt and the butter. So coming up on the program, I'm not in a good mood. I'm just sitting back, and I'm mentally eating popcorn already. So we're going to have the big, giant slap fight. DNC's Poonami 16 kicks off today. Debbie Wasserman Schultz was already bullied out, too. I'm so excited I can't talk, and I've had caffeine, and I accidentally had maybe 24 ounces of Super Beats because I forgot that I forgot how much I put in there. So I was like, just whatever. Anyway, so the audio that we played coming in, that was Debbie Wasserman Schultz being booed out of the Florida delegation meeting. That's her own home state, guys. Yeah, so you can imagine how the rest of the week is going to go, right? We're going to break down what the scandal means and how it's going to affect Hillary Clinton. Plus, Tim Kaine, Mr. Anti-Gun, he's been selected as Hillary Clinton's VP. We have that for you. We're going to get into all of this. John Kerry says refrigerator chemicals are just as bad as ISIS. Yes, I know. We're going to play a rousing game of Guess That Religion. Stephen Yates joins us, and the 10 worst moments from the DNC scandal. All of this and your calls, 844-344-DANA. It's time for Quick Five.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's Quick Five.
So here's a fun story. Remember how when Republicans were chanting lock her up at the RNC, and Democrats were wringing their hands because they said it was so bad? Well, Bernie Sanders supporters were out in Philly, where the Poonami 2016 is going to be taking place. And they marched in the streets and they chanted, guess what? Lock her up and Hillary for prison. So now they found some common ground there, I guess. A Syrian refugee, one of those harmless migrants, hacked a pregnant woman to death with a machete in Germany and injured two others before a hero BMW driver ran him over. Four attacks so far. There were two attacks just in the same day, and Angela Merkel is apparently the new Baghdad Bob. So we'll discuss that, too. This Syrian refugee, he hacked a pregnant woman to death, injured a man and a woman in Germany before he was arrested by police after he was run over by a BMW. And they arrested him. There's a lot of pictures of him laying on the ground, being all beaten up and run over in handcuffs, which, you know, good for the guy who ran him over. Speed bump. Look at that. So we also have this. This is just bizarre. So the Mirror has discarded underwear left on a beach, triggered a massive emergency sea search operation. The Coast Guard launched the operation after two boxer shorts were discovered at a beach on the North Coast. And I'm looking at them. One of them just looks like a pair of trunks, by the way, just a pair of swimming trunks. So, but they launched this investigation. According to Belfast Live, two swimmers may have been missing. And they said that they were doing an extensive search and they didn't have any other updates. But it's amazing. One of them is just a pair of trunks, though. How do you lose your trunks? I don't know. Anyway, Daily Mail has, not just Daily Mail, but did you watch the fight with Holly Holm, homegirl? She went up against Valentina Shevchenko, who is hardcore, and she's a big 2A person, by the way. This is Holly Holm's first back-to-back loss. Two losses in her entire decade-long career. So it doesn't mean like the downfall of Holly Holm. It was just Valentina was just countering her punches. It was kind of hard to watch. I'm a big Holm girl fan. It was kind of hard to watch, but Valentina, that was a very good. She earned the win. She deserved that win. Also, Barack Obama's half brother Malik Obama announces that he's voting for Donald Trump. Coming up, German politicians call for more gun control, and the Philadelphia Police Organization is extremely unhappy with Democrats' choice of speakers. Tonight, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders are set to speak Poonami 2016. In the meantime, folks, you know, I've told you this. I hope that you're familiar with what your mobile phone company supports. You should know that because you're paying for their service, and you want to make sure that they're not sending their money that you pay them in bills, that they're not funding the things that you're actually fighting against and voting against. There are phone companies who do that. One of them is called Credo Mobile. They've given more than $150,000 a month to progressive causes, anti-Second Amendment causes, anti-faith causes, pro-Planned Parenthood causes, and they've been doing this since 1985. They funded the fight against Alan West out in Florida, and they share a lot of the blame for that, for him being out of office as well. There has never been a conservative pushback or alternative to this until Patriot Mobile came about just last year. This is America's only conservative phone company. I was proud to switch my service to them just back in February, as well as my family, because while they're just like your current mobile phone provider and they offer you the same great phones, they have better service, like excellent customer service, way better customer service than you're getting from your current mobile phone provider. And they donate part of your monthly bill to support conservative issues and causes. All you have to do is call 1-800-A-PATRIOT today, and for switching, you'll get a free Samsung Galaxy S5 or iPhone 5S with unlimited talk text data for just $50 a month. Now, like I said, I use Patriot Mobile because I care about where my money goes, right? I want better customer service. They have the same great phones, the same, even better plans, and all you have to do, if you want to even get, you know, here's your bonus magazine yellow stripe, use promo code Dana when you switch, and they'll waive that activation fee for up to two phones. Go to PatriotMobile.com or call 800-A-PATRIOT. That's 800, letter A, Patriot, PatriotMobile.com. Use promo code Dana to waive that activation fee.
It's the middle of the night. You wake up drenched, covered in sweat. You could crank the AC all night and try to stay cool, but who can afford that? Get rid of your heat-trapping mattress. Upgrade to a Casper. It was invented with two high-tech foams guaranteeing you sleep cool and comfortable. In fact, Time magazine named the Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. Their new sheets and pillow are just as comfortable. Together, they create the perfect sleep environment, keeping you cool and balanced. The Casper mattress ships for free in a box so small, you won't believe it holds a mattress, making it simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. Best of all, you can try it in your home for 100 nights risk-free. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. Discover why so many people love their Casper mattress. Try it in your home for 100 nights with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com and use code DANA50 for $50 toward the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, code DANA50, and get $50 toward the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. Our great community sponsors are Revolve Solar, the Shasta Athletic Club, Gold Star Mortgage, Mast Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Hear what's going on. Many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform. So tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show. It's the happening place.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Marvel is an owl flies inches from your head. See a porcupine up close and try to dig faster than a badger at Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show at Turtle Bay. Enjoy a fun-filled, educational wildlife show where animals showcase their natural behaviors in a captivating and inspiring atmosphere. Walk on the Wild Side is presented by Senator Maurice and Marianne Johannesson Trust. Catch the show at 11 a.m. and noon, Tuesdays through Sundays at Turtle Bay. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Dandelion. Unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
View any effort in the DNC to favor one candidate or another would have been improper?
Again, I don't have any information about this, and so I can't answer specifically. We ran our campaign, we ran hard, and I am very grateful for the campaign that Senator Sanders ran, because we ran a campaign based on issues, not insults. So I can't speak to what people who were not working for me, who were saying whatever they were saying. I can't speak to that. I can only speak to my campaign.
Really? There was, because that's not what those emails showed. Oh!
That's not what the emails showed, Hillary. That's not what they showed.
Bernie Sanders is on television saying some pretty scary stuff. What did he say? We need to just completely redo American values or something. I don't know. He's hunched over. Can someone raise the damn mic up for him? He's crooked over the microphone like a cocktail shrimp. Like, you could perch him on the edge of a glass with cocktail sauce in it, and he'd sit there like a shrimp. He needs to just, somebody, like, for the love of all things holy, just at least raise the mic for him. Or it's probably Hillary height. I will say this. I think he's a nut. He's a just total nut job. But he's an honest nut job. Like, he comes on, he's like, I'm a socialist. And then the Democrats are like, shh, don't say that. You're going to upset the apple cart. When we come back, Hillary Clinton is mad. She says there's a different standard for her, guys. We have that. And a Philadelphia police organization, they're mad about Democrats' choice of speakers. They should be. Keep it here.
The Dana Show.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
There are some professions where it makes sense to protect us all against unsafe or dangerous operators. That is why we require training, registration, and regular updates for people like doctors, electricians, or food inspectors, for example. But required certification is often used as a way to limit competition in fields that do not involve public health or safety. Why else would government require certification and paid membership in specified organizations for barbers, horse trainers, sports agents, librarians, or manicurists? A quick look through the lens of liberty sees such uses of government power as an abuse of freedom, limiting competition for those already in the business. Government is supposed to guarantee access to a free marketplace, not restrict it.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Mews with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Attention parents. Reading School of the Arts is excited to announce the start of the virtual school for the North State community. This virtual independent study program for Shasta and neighboring counties will include students in grades kindergarten through eighth grade, and it supports immunized and non-immunized families. Reading School of the Arts will offer a superior educational program to meet the following goals: an alternative learning opportunity to traditional brick-and-mortar institutions, a tailored program that meets state standards, outstanding credentialed teachers, enrichment and tutoring on and off campus, and it's all part of a tuition-free public charter school. For more information, visit rsarts.org. That's rsarts.org. Or call us at 530-247-6933. That's 247-6933.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Reading Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Reading with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 14s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% 5% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Redding Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends September 5th.
Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
I often feel like there's the Hillary standard, and then there's the standard for everybody else.
What's
and
the Hillary standard?
Well, it is, you know, a lot of, as you saw at the Republican convention, unfounded, inaccurate, mean-spirited attacks with no basis in truth, reality, which take on a life of their own. And for whatever reasons, and I don't want to try to analyze the reasons. I see it. I understand it. People are very willing to say things about me, to make accusations about me that are I don't get upset about them anymore, but they are very
like
regrettable.
That time, you know, like that time when you guys remember when Chris Stevens was like, hey, Secretary Clinton, it's kind of scary here, and all the other countries have sent their ambassadors home. And they've shuttered their consulates and their embassies. I don't know, maybe we do that here? Or, you know, like, can I have some security that's not the militia, the local militia here, of which we have no idea what their affiliations are? I mean, what do you think? Is that, you know what I'm saying? I'm just wondering about that. Remember that whole thing? Or the whole bathroom story? I mean, we could go on and on and on. They're not accusations. She's like, oh, those pesky accusations. No, that actually happened. It for real happened. It's not like made up that Chris Stevens and three other Americans died. Otherwise, then you could say that those are accusations. That didn't happen that way. Oh, my gosh. And then, guys, audio soundbite 3. I need you to listen to this soundbite because this is Hillary Clinton saying, no, the buck stops over there. Not here, but over there. Listen to this.
So when this happened in Benghazi, I immediately stood up an independent committee, distinguished Americans, military and civilian experts. They came out and they said, you know, the ball was dropped in security. And, you know, some of the decisions that were made probably should have been rethought.
But wasn't that your ball to carry?
No, it wasn't. It was not my ball to carry. It was very read the reports, read all of the reports, all many hundreds of pages of them, including this latest one, which was a political exercise from the very beginning.
What?
Those never reached me. Never came to my attention.
That was your ball. Like, the whole office was your ball. That was like your entire ball with your name on it. Oh, my gosh. It was like the balls that sometimes people, kids write their names on when they go to camp or go to school so they don't lose it, and they write their last name on it. That was yours. That was your whole thing. It wasn't my ball to carry. The buck stops over there. Not here. There. Over there. Way over there. Can't even see it. It's so far away. But that's where the buck stops. Boy, what a leader. Exactly. What a leader. I'm just in shock. So when she says that these are accusations made against her, she's saying that she does not bear responsibility for that which was her job. We did read the reports. That's the thing. I mean, we read them verbatim on air. I have devoted hours and hours of broadcast time to that entire story and those reports. It was her responsibility. Otherwise, how on earth was she accused of recklessness by the IG in their report? Oh, my gosh, that was in those reports she's telling us all to read. Oh, my goodness. Schadenfreude. You want this lady? Kane asks, is this who we want? In charge of America's security? But that wouldn't be her ball, though. That's not her ball. Her ball's something else. Just man alive. So Debbie Wasserman Schultz will not gavel in tonight. Oh, sad face, tiny violins. I'm just going to sit back. Gosh, we got to get popcorn. It is a travesty that we do not have popcorn. Someone on Twitter showed us a bourbon bacon popcorn. What? It sounds amazing. But everybody's been trying to keep her off the stage tonight, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, because people are livid. And she's just got hired with Hillary Clinton. She's hired as a surrogate for Hillary Clinton now. How did that happen? I don't know. It's amazing. I know. So after she's colluding with Hillary Clinton to go after Bernie Sanders, and coming up, we have the 10 worst moments from this DNC scandal. Oh, they're so bad. At one point, they actually, I was pretty amazed at this, and I guess this is after the Cinco de Mayo stuff, but they actually talked about Hispanic voter outreach as Taco Bowl engagement. Yeah. I just cannot even with these people. So wait until you see some of the, because it's amazing. There was, like, for instance, one email where it says, "Hi, everyone," and this is from the DNC to another DNC person, "attached is a script for a new video we'd like to use to mop up some more Taco Bowl engagement and demonstrate that Trump isn't actually trying. Let me know if you have any flags, and thank you." Now, Kane, you're half Hispanic, so I guess, Kane, producer Kane over here, I guess they would be referring to you?
Yeah.
Is this what, you're part of the Taco Bowl engagement?
I guess I'm part of the Taco Bowl engagement. Like, at least half of me.
I'm, like, genuinely offended for you.
Well, again, the thing is, look, being offended,
I can't even keep the, if you guys could see the expression on my face.
It is precious.
I can't, these people type this crap.
Yeah.
First of all, if you're going to be said that.
But the thing is, the slinging of labels like racist and all this come from that side. So it's kind of ironic that we see this kind of behavior and language from people who always condemn it.
How would your family feel? I cannot even, I mean, here's the thing, that these people are dumb enough to write something. I mean, fine, if the world is big enough for jerks and bigots and racists. We have the freedom to make fun of those people. Mercilessly.
Yeah.
I enjoy that freedom. But to write it in an email, even after you know that the nominee for your party had her emails all, that you would even do something like this? They write, she literally writes in here, her name's Rebecca Christopher. "Attached is a script for a new video we'd like to use to mop up some more Taco Bell engagement." What the hell is she referring to? I mean, how would your family feel about that?
It's an obvious point to the Mexican vote. You know what I mean? It's like, it's exactly what they're doing. It's what they're saying.
But, you know, she kept Hillary Clinton, Kane, she kept hot sauce in her purse.
Well, yeah, I mean, to pander to both blacks and Hispanics.
Wow. That's just one of the, I know, you guys, you got to pick your jaws up, because we can't keep on down this path. You're going to trip over your jaw.
And it's even funnier to hear her deny all this stuff when we have now the leaked emails that show that she can't deny this.
No, she can't deny any of it. But the ball stops over there.
Right.
Or the buck. The ball, the buck, whatever the hell she's carrying. It's over there. Mm. Stops over there.
Such a leader.
That, I mean, genuinely, I mean, just wow. So, after these emails all came out, and Debbie Wasserman Schultz, super implicated, then Hillary Clinton sent this statement out by email. And it reads thus: "Following today's resignation of Debbie Wasserman Schultz from her role as chair of the Democratic National Committee, Hillary Clinton issued the following statement. I want to thank my longtime friend Debbie Wasserman Schultz for her leadership of the Democratic National Committee over the past 5 years. I'm grateful to Debbie for getting the Democratic Party to this year's historic convention, Punami, in Philadelphia. And I know that this week's events will be a success, Punami, thanks to her hard work and leadership. There's simply no one better at taking the fight to the Republicans, Poonami, than Debbie, which is why I'm glad that she's agreed to serve as honorary chair of my campaign's 50-state program to gain ground and elect Democrats' Taco Bell engagement in every part of the country. And will continue to serve as my surrogate, as a surrogate for my campaign nationally. Oh, well, look, right after that, she fell into another job just that fast. I'm sure that that was not a reward for Debbie Wasserman Schultz at all. I'm sure that that is at all not any, like, a big, giant thank you to say, hey, thank you for, really just screwing over the entire party. This is a genuine question. After watching everything that has happened with the way that they, because they actually wanted to attack Bernie Sanders' religion. You're talking about DNC staffers violating their own party laws and going after a candidate because they didn't want him to upset Hillary Clinton. Dude, I can't imagine how Democrats feel that their votes matter in a primary. Genuinely. I genuinely don't see how they can feel that their votes matter. And if you have seen, and the media is not going to cover this for you, CNN and MSNBC, they will not show you this. But there are a lot of people on the ground right now. You ought to see some of the pictures on Instagram and Twitter. You're talking about, I'm seeing these pictures that I'm seeing. It's pretty massive. There are tons of people in the street right now protesting Hillary Clinton. The DNC chair was booed off stage at her own state delegation gathering. That's huge. She's not gaveling. Sun Sentinel just said that Wasserman Schultz told them that she's not gaveling in the convention tonight. That's huge. So all the whole vote your conscience and all that crap is nothing compared to what is going on with the DNC. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Because, see, the right fought it out. The right fought it out, and the nominee was legitimately elected. He was legitimately elected as the nominee. I know people can argue about it, but Jeebus, people, it's done. It's a legitimate nomination. Even after all the stuff that some of the RNC was trying to do. By the way, did you know how the RNC tried to play that both ways? They were trying to act, they were trying to work behind the scenes, and then when they saw that it wasn't going to happen, then they tried to act like they were on the train. Don't ever let them forget that, because Reince Priebus is a snake in the grass. A snake in the grass. But none of that is even remotely anywhere near, because that was a legitimate primary. I don't even know if you could say that, how Hillary Clinton, if the DNC was colluding with Hillary Clinton staffers and the campaign and surrogates to edge Bernie Sanders out, we already know that there were a couple of states where he actually legitimately won the state. But because of the superdelegates there, these are the delegates that Democrats have that can determine they want to do whatever the hell they want at the last minute. Even though Bernie Sanders got actually a heck of a lot more votes in a couple of states, the superdelegates put Hillary Clinton over the top in terms of delegates. Isn't that insane? So the machine already robbed Bernie Sanders of at least a couple of states. I don't like Bernie Sanders. Like I said, I think he's a nut. But he's honest. And clearly there were a lot of Democrats that supported him. And they're now feeling the wrath of having disenfranchised his supporters. Because if you ever wanted to use a word correctly, his Sanders, they were disenfranchised. His supporters were disenfranchised. We got a lot more to get in on this, folks. The United States Concealed Carry Association is a great organization. This is a group that helps you figure out what you need to do legally after you are forced to use your firearm in defense of yourself or your loved ones, your lawfully carried firearm. So the USCCA, like me, you know, we believe that you have the right to defend yourself and your loved ones' lives. That's our God-given freedom. And so they've been celebrating America's birthday all July, And they're honoring our forefathers and our Second Amendment freedom with the Great American Giveaway. Five lucky winners get $17.76 in cash to purchase the gun and ammo of their choice. So no matter which you choose, a Smith & Wesson or a Sig Sauer or a Kimber, you can get a fantastic firearm and still have money left over to buy the ammo you need. And instead of just drawing one winner, they're drawing five different winners. So you have five chances to win. All you need to do is visit protectanddefend.com to enter today. You can get the firearm you always wanted and some ammo to go with it. Your entry to win $1,776 for guns and ammo is quick, simple, and free. Just visit protectanddefend.com today. That's protectanddefend.com.
Sunday's National Parents Day, a perfect time to remind family how important they are. TracFone makes staying connected affordable with smartphones like the LG Rebel LTE and ZTE Citrine, which include features like an easy-to-use 5-megapixel camera, a simple touchscreen and video chat capabilities. Parents will love sharing those special moments with the family. And TracFone now offers a new 30-day smartphone-only plan, complete with talk, text, and data on America's largest 4G LTE networks at just $15 a month. You'll never miss a beat when it comes to staying in touch. With reliable nationwide coverage, count on TracFone to keep you connected for moments that matter. Plus, with no activation or cancellation fees and unlimited carryover to keep any unused minutes, text, and data, you can change your no-contract plan as often as your needs change without penalties. TracFone's available at more than 100,000 retail locations nationwide. Visit TracFoneSwitch.com today for more.
What does it mean to be a patriot? Does it mean you vote a certain way? Share common beliefs with a particular group of people? Maybe it means you or someone you know put their life on the line to protect our freedoms. Being a patriot can mean many things to many people. For me, I think of our military men and women being the ultimate patriots, the patriots we can all look up to, young and old, giving us a reason to be proud of what our country stands for. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to serving those who have served us, and one of the many services they provide is representing veterans nationwide so they receive the benefits they are promised. But they don't just help individual veterans or those that were wounded in combat. They help all veterans and their families. Your generous donations are what make it possible. Whether it's a car donation or cash, you can be a part of paying tribute to our nation's heroes. Visit givetopurpleheart.org. That's givetopurpleheart.org. Or call 800-935-9941. That's 800-935-9941.
Attention, parents. Reading School of the Arts is excited to announce the start of the Virtual School for the North State Community. This virtual independent study program for Shasta and neighboring counties will include students in grades kindergarten through eighth grade, and it supports immunized and non-immunized families. Reading School of the Arts will offer a superior educational program to meet the following goals: an alternative learning opportunity to traditional brick-and-mortar institutions, a tailored program that meets state standards, outstanding credentialed teachers, enrichment and tutoring on and off campus, and it's all part of a tuition-free public charter school. For more information, visit rsarts.org, that's rsarts.org, or call us at 530-247-6933. That's 247-6933.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair.
Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
It's happening. Dana's on it.
It's out.
The Dana Show.
It was just announced that in place of Debbie Wasserman Schultz at tonight's DNC, Stephanie Rawlings Blake, guys, the mayor of Baltimore, is going to gavel in. Oh, and then later on, they'll probably bring on Charles Manson. And what was his name? Ted Bundy? Him? Or Tim Bundy? Ted Bundy? Oh, he's a weirdo. Is he alive or dead? I don't know. He's in jail. The Philadelphia Fraternal Order of Police were not happy with the speakers at the Democrat Party. They sent out a statement dated July 20th, 2016. President John McNesby and the membership of the Philadelphia Lodge 5 Fraternal Order of Police are shocked and saddened by the planned choice of speakers at the upcoming DNC in Philadelphia. The Fraternal Order of Police is insulted, and we will not soon forget that the Democratic Party and Hillary Clinton are excluding the widows and other family members of police officers killed in the line of duty who were victims of explicit and not implied racism and, quote, being on duty in blue. It is sad that to win an election, Mrs. Clinton must pander to the interests of people who do not know all the facts, while the men and women they seek to destroy are outside protecting the political institutions of this country. Mrs. Clinton, you should be ashamed of yourself if that is possible. Man, they just put them on notice. Woo! But she's right. They're having, Leslie McSpadden, whose son tried to kill a cop, is speaking at the DNC. Her son tried to murder a cop, and her husband screamed, "Burn it down," when it was discovered that Darren Wilson was not going to be charged. He wasn't going to be, they weren't going to charge him because he was defending himself. That's the kind of message, that, and they excluded all widows and everything else. Unbelievable. And they're right on that. And then you're going to have now Stephanie Rawlings Blake. Wasn't she the one who was like, let's give protesters a safe space to destroy things? Now tonight, Bernie Sanders, by the way, was just booed off stage because he told everyone they needed to get behind Hillary Clinton, and they booed him off stage. And he says, this is the real world, folks. And they didn't like that. They don't control the monster anymore. It's Frankenstein's monster. It totally is an election year of Frankenstein's monster. Because they booed him, and now he's like, well, it's the real world, people. Democratic National Convention tonight, you have Elizabeth Warren, who is set to speak. Bernie Sanders. And this should be incredibly interesting. It is a giant, giant, giant punami. There's no other way to put it. Now, coming up in our second hour, we will discuss how John Kerry says refrigerator chemicals are just as bad as ISIS. Right? Yeah, we have that for you. A comedian was fined $35,000 for making fun of a singer. Stephen Yates is going to join us for a number of reasons, because now the Clinton campaign manager is trying to insist that Russia hacked the DNC and they're doing all of this to help Trump. And Angela Merkel may be the new Baghdad Bob, fourth recent violent attack, and she wants to say, well, let's not focus on Islam and migrants. Turkey arrests 62 children for treason. School children for treason. And the top 10 worst moments from the DNC scandal. We have that coming up for you as well. Plus, the Athletes' Village in Rio is unlivable, and the Olympics are 2 weeks away. We have that and your calls coming up, 844-344-DANA. And don't forget, Flyover Nation, you can't run a country you've never been to. Go out and get your copy. I'm going to be in Austin, Texas this Friday. I'll be at KLBJ Studios. Check my website, danaradio.com, the events tab. Come on out and let me sign your copy of Flyover Nation. Quick break, second hour, just minutes away.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Today's this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. The first night of the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, Paul Simon set the tone by singing one of his trademark songs.
Like a bridge, oh.
The convention started with Bernie Sanders supporters upset over emails that seemed to show the DNC favoring Hillary Clinton. Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta, addressing the convention, says while he admires Bernie Sanders, he's proud to back a woman who'll be a great president.
I'm working to elect a president who has the experience, vision, values, and grit to make progress in these turbulent times. That person is Hillary Clinton.
The DNC has issued an apology to Bernie Sanders, his supporters, and the entire party over leaked emails that contained what a statement calls inexcusable remarks about Sanders. His supporters say the emails prove bias. The statement wasn't signed by outgoing DNC head Debbie Wasserman Schultz. The Florida congressman was booed at the convention today. Dr. Tim LaHaye has died.
The popular Christian author and speaker whose Left Behind series enchanted both the faithful and non-believers alike suffered a stroke over the weekend. He was 90 years old. LaHaye began his career in the pulpit, pastoring a San Diego megachurch and founding San Diego Christian College, as well as several Christian schools. He is probably best known as an author, writing more than 60 nonfiction books on topics ranging from Bible prophecy to family life.
That's correspondent Michael Harrington reporting. Correspondent Susan Frazier reports dozens of reporters and what might be called intellectuals are being interrogated as part of the government backlash following the July 15th coup attempt.
Warrants were issued for the detention of about 40 journalists, and 30 academics were detained, according to state media.
The government said it's investigating the journalists for possible criminal conduct rather than their reporting. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services. Have you received a letter or personal visit from the IRS? Has the IRS garnished your paycheck or seized your bank account? If so, you need to take action now. You're a target of the most powerful collection agency in the world, and you need representation you can trust. Don't get scammed by imitators and telemarketers' high-pressure tactics. At Wall & Associates, they develop trust with their clients through a free face-to-face consultation. They've saved their clients over $129 million in the past 5 years. Call 1-800-983-5313 now for your free face-to-face consultation. Ignoring your tax problem will only make it worse. Call 1-800-983-5313 to get immediate help. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has helped thousands of taxpayers, and they can help you. Call now, 1-800-983-5313, 800-983-5313, wallandassociates.net.
National Security Advisor Susan Rice says the U.S. and China have been cooperating more closely on global issues such as nuclear non-proliferation and the Ebola epidemic.
At the same time, managed to strengthen and deepen our cooperation on issues ranging from development to non-proliferation, and also at the same time work to improve our cooperation in areas like the military-to-military realm.
Rice says the U.S. and China faced various global issues and challenges.
We also find ourselves facing real issues and challenges. And to the extent that we are able to surface those challenges in candor and openness, I am confident that we will be able to work through them as we have many others in the past.
This is the first get-together since an international tribunal issued a ruling that invalidated China's expansive claims to the South China Sea, a move that was set to fuel tensions. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Prices at the gas pump continue to fall, 7 cents a gallon in the last 2 weeks.
The average price is now $2.22, and it's now a 15-cent drop over the past 15 weeks.
Fuel price analyst Trovi Lundberg says price drops at the gas pump have been accelerating since early June.
We have more crude oil than we need, but we also have more gasoline in the U.S., and this is offsetting strong demand.
Lundberg says there's a surplus of gasoline in the U.S. at the moment.
In fact, even with our strong demand, we're able to satisfy some of the demand of foreign consumers of gasoline. For example, Mexico has had to increase its imports from the U.S. because one of its key refineries is down.
The highest average price for regular gasoline in the lower 48 is $2.83 a gallon in the San Francisco Bay Area. The lowest is $1.81 in Charleston, South Carolina. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
Dina Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Liberty doodah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dina Show.
It's also important for the American people to remember that our crime rate in this country is much lower than it was in the 80s or the 90s or when I first took office, that immigration rates are substantially lower than they were when Ronald Reagan was president, that you know, as serious as these terrorist attacks are, the fact of the matter is that the American people are significantly more safe now than they were before all the work that we've done since 9/11. And so maintaining that perspective, I think, is absolutely critical.
See, here's what concerns me, is that we've been told forever and ever, we've been told over and over again, that it's the whole... It's everything is so dangerous. That's why we need guns off the streets. Everything is just, there's danger everywhere, all the danger. I don't necessarily, I mean, when you consider the immigration thing is just flat out wrong, but when you consider the increase in domestic terror incidents on his watch, and people don't necessarily, they don't feel safer. They don't feel safer, guys. It's Monday. How is everybody doing? Have you all gone out there and got a copy of my book, Flyover Nation? Because you need to. I'll be in Austin, Texas Friday. I'll have more details for you. We've been talking about the schadenfreude with the DNC Poonami. Poonami 2016 for Democrats starts today. And it's already an epic slap fight. This is what it sounds like outside the DNC right now.
Ah! You're such a horrible person. I hate you. I hate you.
That's exactly, it was actual live audio that we got from there. Amazing how that works. John Kerry said, ladies and gentlemen, via the Washington Examiner, that refrigerator chemicals are just as bad as ISIS. Dum, dum, dum. Air conditioners and refrigerators pose as big of a threat to life on the planet as the threat of terrorism, said Secretary of State John Kerry on Friday. Kerry was in Vienna negotiating a global climate deal to phase out chemicals used in refrigerants in basic household and commercial appliances, such as hydrofluorocarbons, or HFCs. They are a potent source of greenhouse gas emissions that some scientists, but not all because the community is entirely divided, blame for contributing to the man-made global warming BS, which is basically an excuse for redistribution of wealth and seizure of private entities. Anyway, but I digress. So the idea that it's, I mean, I know, I don't know about you guys, but whenever I go to my house, whenever I'm home, do you do the same thing as me? Do you ever just cast a wary eye into your kitchen? Because I never know when my refrigerator coolant is going to go all jihadi on me. Did you guys hear about the horrible attack that took place? We're going to talk about some of it in Germany. A bunch of refrigerator coolants, what they did to people. You guys didn't hear about, you what? You didn't hear about this story? Oh, hold up, hold up. Let me run this back. This is over at Express. This is a British newspaper. Germany bomb horror. 12 are injured as refrigerator coolants blow themselves up outside of a wine bar. Did you guys hear about this story? I can't believe you didn't hear about this. This is near Nuremberg. A refrigerator chemical was denied access to the nearby Ansbach Open Music Festival, according to Germany's interior minister. And that's when they said the suspect, this refrigerator chemical known to police, this coolant had been in Germany for 2 years, but after it applied for asylum, it was denied. The suspect, the refrigerator coolant, its name is Mohammed Dalil, but it's, you know, don't go ahead and base. I mean, not all refrigerator coolants are the same, okay? It's a refrigerator coolant, because at first German officials were like, is it ISIS? Is it a coolant? What is it? But the coolant just blew itself up. And they were trying to figure out if it was trying to just commit suicide or just actually take other people out with them, with it. So, I you know, when you hear, don't just brush John Kerry to the side. Don't brush John Kerry to the side on this. He's on to something. Because then did you hear about this story? I bet you didn't hear about this. This is crazy. I can't believe all the stuff that you didn't guys hear about. This happened actually last week. A refrigerator coolant. This was the end of last week. A refrigerator coolant hacked a person to death with a machete. Did you hear about that one? Bet you didn't. You know why? Media doesn't get into it that much because not everybody, that refrigerator coolants, guys, they have a actual plan to make the world warmer so that you have to depend on them more. Did you know that? It's terrifying. I mean, they're killing people. There was a theory that it was a coolant, a refrigerator coolant that was actually behind San Bernardino. The same. John Kerry says they're super dangerous. I mean, don't forget, the White House has said that climate change poses worse of a threat than ISIS. But, you know, though, I remember Marie Harf saying that jihadism isn't so much, it doesn't have so much to do with their Islamism as it does with, these are just dudes who are just struggling with unemployment. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but, I mean, I know people who are looking for work, and they're not wanting to go blow people up, so I'm not quite sure what that would be. Maybe they're just different. I don't know. Not quite sure how that works. Refrigerator coolants. You know what I want to do? I want to go get more refrigerators and just leave the doors open. You know that? Whenever I hear someone get stupid about this stuff, and yes, it is, it's a theory. It is a theory. It is a theory. Man-made global warming? Are you kidding me? The scientific community is completely divided, with the majority not even buying into it, and yet people are running around like it's gospel. And you have Al Gore out there selling you indulgences, just saying, well, you can pay here for a carbon credit, which is a racket I wish I would have invented. I want to go and buy more refrigerators, and I want to leave all the doors open, and I want to drive a ginormous car. I want to cool the world off that way. Let's just cool the world off by getting a ton of refrigerators and just keeping the doors open. My mom did tell me, Dana, are you trying to cool down the whole neighborhood? She was on to something. Remember your parents ever tell you that? Why don't you stand there with a refrigerator? Were you trying to cool down the whole neighborhood? Yes, I am. Because I'm battling global warming, Mom. Stop. You don't understand me. Guys, remember that? Oh, man. That's what you tell your parents, kids. They ask you that. Say, yeah, I'm fighting global warming. What about that? So that's, I'm telling you, right there. Coming up at bottom of the hour, Stephen Yates will join us because there are a ton of things to get into. And we also have Guess That Religion, which we're going to play. This will be fun. I'm going to draft Kane in for this. In the meantime, let's kick it into Quick Five.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's Quick Five.
In news that will shock no one, anti-gun sugar daddy Michael Bloomberg is set to endorse Hillary Clinton at the DNC. And everyone collectively goes, really? We could have never have guessed. The Sun says that reports that Turkey has arrested 62 school children for treason following a failed military coup. The students aged between 14 and 17, they were made to dress up in camouflage and they were handed guns with empty magazines, according to their lawyers. Turkey's arrested them. Total of 62 students at one such military school, the oldest establishment of its kind in Istanbul. They were arrested by Turkish authorities. The parents are rightfully freaking out because apparently the kids are not being kept in the best of conditions. Yeah. So this one island has been the biggest prime source of the Zika virus. Can you guess what that island is? PBS reported that it's one Caribbean island where tons of people are getting Zika. More than 1,400 Americans contracted Zika while traveling outside of the U.S. this year, and a Caribbean island nation is one of the top destinations where they caught it. Visitors to the Dominican Republic account for more than one-fifth of the confirmed Zika cases in the U.S. through mid-July, according to data from state health departments. Kane, I did not almost go there because of that reason. You know me. I went to Turks and Caicos, and I'm going to tell everyone not to go there because I don't want to deal with it being crowded because I plan to go back. So don't ask me where I went. I'm not going to tell anything because it was a gorgeous place, and I'm not sharing any information. Stop. I'm weird like that. Like, I won't. You know, like, if people are like, where did you get that black shirt? Because I buy everything in bulk off Amazon. Like, I'm not going to tell you because when I go there to prime me some more black shirts, y'all are going to buy them all. That's, I know. I'm Dana doesn't share food or other things. But visitors to the Dominican Republic, one-fifth of the confirmed Zika cases in the U.S. through mid-July came from that place, came from there. New York, Florida, and California alone tally 304 cases linked to Dominican Republic. Now, Florida officials have been investigating what may be the first non-travel-associated case of Zika in the U.S. Kaiser Health News looked more deeply into the origins of the 1,404 travel-related cases reported by all states to the CDC. They have flu-like symptoms. Pregnant women are incredibly at risk because Zika can cause severe birth defects, such as microcephaly. The CDC doesn't track cases, doesn't break out the cases it tracks by country of origin, only the infected person's state of residency, but they do ask. I know when I went in with my sinus thing, they were all like, where'd you go? Where'd you go? Where'd you go? I was like, well, I wasn't at Dominican Republic because I was looking at all the countries that, and I was even looking at what they would trend in terms of Zika outbreaks by the time I was ready to go on vacation. And I know it's beautiful there, but I had to strike that off the list. I'm like, no, I can't do that because But you have flu-like symptoms. So listen to this. Boing Boing has a story. Storytellers are more attractive, happier, and satisfied with life. Found this interesting. The Wall Street Journal reports that storytellers, people with a natural inclination to craft concise yet compelling narratives without rambling, were found to be good-looking by science. The results were the same across all three studies. Women rated men who were good storytellers as more attractive and desirable as potential long-term partners. Psychologists believe this is because the man is showing that he knows how to connect, share emotions, and possibly to be vulnerable. I don't think it's that. I think chicks just like a dude who can talk. He's also indicating that he's interesting and articulate and can gain resources and provide support. They look at, like, you're a team builder, you could be a leader. That's what it is. This is my favorite sentence of this entire study. The men didn't care whether the women were good storytellers, the research showed. women talk too much anyway. I love it. I'm just saying, but chicks like that. We have to appreciate that chicks and dudes appreciate different things about each other. Can we be honest about this without being like, dude, it's not PC. Shh. Shh. Don't want to hear it. Don't want to hear it. Coming up, we're going to play Guess That Religion, which is a game that we haven't played nearly enough. Did you guys get a good night's sleep last night? Because I did. I have a Casper mattress. You know, it's hot outside. Let me tell you something. We've been messing around. We just learned that we got to replace an AC unit, which is not awesome. Bye, kids, college money. Goodbye. Goodbye, kids, college money. It's really expensive. And I don't want to, in order to keep cool at night, have to just turn my air conditioning down to like 4 degrees in order to do that. And so we've been dealing with some heat issues. I have never been more thankful for my Casper mattress. Here's the thing. Casper was invented with two high-tech foams. They use two high-tech foams. So it is unbelievably supportive. It's specially engineered and designed to give you all the structural support you need. But here's the thing. The material with which it's made is designed to allow air to circulate. So it's breathable. You are guaranteed to sleep cool and comfortable. This is why Time Magazine named Casper one of the best inventions of 2015. And because we live in, it's 2016. Your Casper mattress will ship free to you in a box so small you don't believe it holds a mattress. See, you can rent stuff online now on your phone, on an app. You can get a call for a taxi or an Uber or Lyft on an app, all this stuff. You can do the same now with your mattresses. Casper's reinvented the mattress industry. So they send it right to you and avoid all the overhead. So you get an even better mattress than you might normally be able to get because it's affordable. It's super easy to get from your front door to your bedroom. And here's the best part. They let you try it in your own home for 100 nights with no risk. If you don't love this mattress, they're going to come and pick it up and refund you everything. But everybody I know who has ever tried Casper, they're like, we're not sending this mattress back. We love this mattress. I love mine. Discover why. Try it in your home for 100 nights. Free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com. Use code Dana50 to get $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com. Dana50. $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Terms and conditions apply.
Sunday's National Parents Day, a perfect time to remind family how important they are. TrackPhone makes staying connected affordable with smartphones like the LG Rebel LTE and ZTE Citrine, which include features like an easy-to-use 5-megapixel camera, a simple touchscreen and video chat capabilities. Parents will love sharing those special moments with the family. And TrackPhone now offers a new 30-day smartphone-only plan, complete with talk, text, and data on America's largest 4G LTE networks at just $15 a month. You'll never miss a beat when it comes to staying in touch. With reliable nationwide coverage, count on TrackPhone to keep you connected for moments that matter. Plus, with no activation or cancellation fees and unlimited carryover to keep any unused minutes, text, and data, you can change your no-contract plan as often as your needs change without penalties. TrackPhone's available at more than 100,000 retail locations nationwide. Visit TrackPhoneSwitch.com today for more.
This is Carl in the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
This is your life, good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
I can't stop playing with these Snapchat filters. There's one where you have butterflies on your head, which is kind of gross. And then there's one where you got a trucker hat and a stash and a pine tree air freshener. Add me on Snapchat, Dana.Lash. So, you guys, you want to play a fun game? Yes? Do we all love fun games?
Always.
Yeah? We did this thing, and I think we still have our intro, where we decide, we wanted to guess what the religion was based on a few variables. And this was a fun game. We might bring this back regularly. It's been a while since we've played it. But let's go ahead and do that real quick. So here's a rousing game of guess that religion. And the crowd goes wild. It's our studio audience. It's totally not me breathing into the mic. All right, Kane, producer Kane, I'm yes, bringing you up to bat. All right, here we go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I want you to guess, just based on these clues, the religion of this particular individual. A person bombed a, blew himself up outside of a wine bar. This individual was denied access and denied asylum to this to Germany, came from a particular area. The suspect was named Mohammed Dalil. So here's your, we have a minute left.
Multiple choice.
Is it A, Buddhist, B, Protestant, or C, Islam?
Based on the name, I'm going to go with my gut on this one.
And what's your gut telling you?
It's telling me Islam.
Islam? And you are correct! Yay! You get to keep your head. Those are always good things to keep, you know?
Sweet.
You need your head.
Yeah,
you need
I think it's
right?
An important part.
Yeah. I think we might play this game with Stephen Yates, too, who joins us coming up. We're gonna play a little bit of Guess That Religion with Stephen Yates as well. You guys can play along at home or in the car. Keep it here.
Will you stay down on your knees? Will you bite the hand that feeds you?
Dana Show.
Now, I'm sure you know by now that I'm a proud member of the USCCA, the United States Concealed Carry Association. And like me, the USCCA believes that the right to defend your loved ones with a firearm is our God-given freedom. And to celebrate America's Birthday Month, the USCCA is honoring our forefathers and our Second Amendment freedom with the Great American Giveaway. Five lucky winners will receive $1,776 to purchase the gun and ammo of their choice. So which will you choose? Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Sig Sauer? Kimber, no matter what you choose, you can get a really great gun and still have money left over to buy all the ammo you need to break it in. And instead of just drawing one winner, they're drawing five, which means you have five chances to win. Visit protectanddefend.com to enter today and think you could get the gun you've always wanted plus the ammo to break it in. Your entry to win $1,776 for guns and ammo is quick, simple, and free. Just visit protectanddefend.com today. That's protectanddefend.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, with our streaming audio feed, live at KCNR1460.com.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, Professional Cleaning Services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Redding Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Redding with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 1614s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Redding Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends September 5th.
Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
Save the date, August 3rd. Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Redding Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 3rd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event. All ages welcome with special activities for the kids. Vendors will be located in Wind River Resort and Casino's Event Center and the Redding Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more, including blood pressure, body fat, fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, and more. For details on this free event, log on to WinRiver.com. Contact Trish Stofers at 530-226-1734 or Mae Saley at 530-339-7470. Head down to Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on Wednesday, August 3rd, and check out yet another great health fair this year. Brought to you by Redding Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
If it's happening, Dana's on it.
It's out!
The Dana Show.
The Democrats' Poonami 2016 has kicked off today. And Elizabeth Warren is set to speak. And Bernie Sanders just got booed at an event. So it looks promising. Debbie Wasserman Schultz was booed off stage by the Florida delegation, her own state, guys. And coming up, we're going to get into the 10 worst best moments of the DNC scandal. But in the meantime, we have a lot of stuff to get into, including we're going to surprise him with a game of Guess That Religion. Stephen Yates is a foreign policy expert with the D.C. International Advisory, and he is very gracious with his time. He was running around all last week at the RNC. We're glad that you came out alive, Stephen. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dana. I think the only thing I lost was my hair, but otherwise okay.
Yeah. So I wanted to talk with you about how Angela Merkel is handling the terror attacks that have been taking place in Germany, because she seems, and some of the things that we've seen from German media and German politicians is that they want to cover up exactly how bad the migration is affecting their country and the security of their country. So I wanted to play a really quick game with you. This is something fun that we've done on the program for a while. It's called Guess That Religion. And to really intelligent people like yourself, it's probably very obvious what the answers are. It's multiple choice. And we lay out a scenario where we only give you a couple of clues. We don't tell you what the religion of the individual is. And then based on those clues, you have to guess the correct answer from a series of multiple choice questions. So, and it's really fun. Like I said, you're an actual expert, so it's going to be glaringly obvious to you. But to some of the people out there, they may be like, I don't know, maybe Buddhists are violent. We're not quite sure. He likes it. He's laughing. We're like, should we play this game with him? Will he not like this at all? All right. So here's the first story. This comes from Express, a British publication. This was a bomb at a wine bar in Germany. 12 injured as an asylum seeker blew himself up outside of this wine bar. It took place in Ansbach near Nuremberg. A 27-year-old was denied access to an open music festival. Also, Germany's interior minister said that the individual, who was known to police, had been denied asylum in the country a year ago. The suspect was named locally as Mohammed Dalil and had pledged allegiance to one particular fanatic group, and video and other information from this group was found on his mobile phone. So based on this information, and again, Stephen Yates, you are the expert, do you guess that the religion involved in this is A, Buddhism, B, the Quakers, Quakerism, it's not Quakerism really, or C, Islam, of those three choices?
Well, it's very, very hard, because I am sure that it has nothing whatsoever to do with a migrant coming from maybe a war-torn region. And of course, we can't have anything about a religion of peace. Mm-hmm. So I'm really torn about whether it's the Quakers or the Buddhists.
Right.
Because by elimination, that's really our only two choices.
You hit on something very smart there.
You know, so, and since a lot of people talk about America having a Judeo-Christian foundation, and I kind of remember some Quakers in some parts of the eastern United States, I think I'm just by process of elimination just left with it's got to be the Buddhists. It's got to be the Buddhists.
And, you know, as that's something that I was actually suspecting the Quakers. Unfortunately, that is incorrect. It is Islam, though. I know. I mean, because that's what I thought as well. I know that it said the suspect named Muhammad Dalil had pledged allegiance, and that extremist group was ISIS, and they found all this ISIS stuff.
Sounds like a Buddhist name.
Yeah, Muhammad Dalil. I mean, it does. At first I thought, why isn't, like, that sounds like a good Protestant name. Like, why isn't that religion even a consideration? Because at first I thought maybe this could be, you know, like a trick. But no, that's, I know. I mean, and good for you, though, for not giving in to all of that horrible hatred, you know. I mean, that's good.
I know. I've got to be careful about that.
You do. So here's one more for you. There was a machete attack. This is a horrible story. An individual who is a refugee from a particular country, was arrested in Germany after killing a woman in a horrific machete attack. She was a pregnant woman. He butchered her in the street. And the German police said that they arrested this machete-wielding asylum seeker who apparently was also known to police and also had some ties to some groups that are not friendly. So back to our multiple choice options for the religion that would be involved in this machete attack. Is the individual A, are they Methodist? B, Hare Krishna, which sometimes I'm like, I don't get that. Or is it C, Islam?
Well, I'm very, very disappointed that there isn't another choice because obviously it's the machete's fault. Because really, it's the tools that are responsible for these kinds of outrages. This was horrible. It's been a while since I remember the Hare Krishnas being in the airports.
Right.
And so it must have gone somewhere. And so maybe this belongs to them. Because, of course, there's no way that peaceful people would ever engage in such barbarism.
Right. Right.
I'm really struggling with trying to apply my best attempt at liberal logic at getting at the bottom of this.
It's
and,
tough.
You know, I just don't know whether these multiple choice tests are really fair either. So I might just have to protest.
Oh, my gosh. Protest. Well, we'll go ahead and at least share our common core answer with you. And that is, it. In fact, because I was sort of like you, I'm like, well, where did the Hare Krishnas go if they're not at the airport? I mean, they got to, you know, going somewhere. And in fact, it's you're going to be shocked by this because I know the religion of peace, the label throws you. But in fact, it is, Cain. It's Islam. It's Islam. That's it. It's C. Answer C. And the extremist groups, and this will probably shock you as well. Again, religion of peace. I have just no idea what's going on here. But ISIS ties. It's kind of amazing on this.
Yeah. They're ignorant. That's ignorant.
Are we sure that ISIS follows Islam? Because that I could stand for any number of different things.
True. Well, the guy who runs it, from what I was told, and this may be one of those universities that you could just, like, you know how you can mail off and get a certificate? He was supposed to be, like, this theologian or something in Islam. So I don't know that I trust that, you know, because some of these universities, I have to tell you. Stephen, while I have you as well, John Kerry, of course, has been doing his best. I'm a little disappointed that he has not calmed everyone's fears in Germany by sending over James Taylor, because we always know that once you deploy James Taylor to go and sing to people, that amazingly the world comes together. But during an address over the weekend, or actually it was on Friday, he said that refrigerator coolants are actually more dangerous and pose a bigger threat than ISIS does to the rest of the world. Now, I don't know if I need to get rid of my refrigerator right now at this point, because I basically have a terrorist in my kitchen.
I don't know where this could possibly go. It just reminds me of when we were kids and people would call you up and ask if your refrigerator was running, and then, you know, that's this is taking that to a whole other level, that it's now involved in some kind of attack on humanity. It's not just something that you have to go catch it in your house. But you can't believe the levels to which Secretary Kerry, in the august office of Secretary of State, is willing to go to follow a pagan religion of environmentalism. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's breathtaking that we actually pay someone money to go on our country's behalf to say these kinds of things.
I'm wondering when I should start, or you, because you, I would imagine you have one of these newfangled ice boxes in your refrigerator too, Stephen.
Oh, no, we live in a cool part of the country. We just let things cool naturally in Idaho.
Oh, look at you. Just rub our faces in how, like, environmentally conscious you are there, Stephen. Just go ahead and do that.
Yes, we
you
know, love the planet.
When I look at Kerry, and especially when I hear the stories that are coming out of Germany and how Angela Merkel at first was trying to tell people, well, let's not focus on Islam. What is, because she, for a while, everyone thought that she was like this new conservative hope in Germany. And then she has been, out of all of these European leaders, she has been one of the most hardcore about allowing all of these unvetted migrants to come into the country. And we've seen the number of attacks against women, the number of attacks, period, the rapes, the targeting in a number of different German cities. It's almost, in a way, she's like the German equivalent of a Baghdad Bob on this issue, because it seems that she's still trying to deny that this is taking place. Is she trying to lose any kind of political support that she has in her country? I cannot wrap my mind around this.
Well, I can't really either. I think she's definitely lost touch with the fundamental nature of her country. And people talk, of course, if you talk about Germany and you talk about pride of country, people say, whoa, 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 you can't go there because there was a world war. But at the same time, if you look at what's happening in the continent of Europe, and especially in Germany, we had a lot of talk about fundamental transformation in the United States through the 07-08 cycle, and people understand what the fruits of it are now, and people have their own opinions about what's come out of this electoral cycle, but it's a rejection of that attempt at fundamental transformation and some sense of being proud of what your country is really about. And if you're going to have people come in, make sure that they love your country and contribute to the nature of that country instead of pulling apart its fundamental fabric. And yeah, that is what's happening. There's been a loss of law and order. There's been a loss of respect for the culture into which people are migrating. And there's going to be, I think, an extremely strong political counterreaction to this. It'll get branded all kinds of different names, and for sure, just like the game we were playing earlier, people will try to attach the exceptions out there and say, hey, this entire movement in Europe is, you know, basically people with heads like mine that are crazy trying to go out there and change the politics. But you've got a population that feels like they've been kicked in the head and getting overrun, and that's not okay with them. Yeah. And you're going to see it in Germany and France. Where else have there been more attacks lately outside of the Middle East?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's got to provoke a counter-reaction. It's informing the way Americans feel about our choices in this election. And if you ignore it or you try to dismiss it, you try to demonize it, you do so at your own peril, I think.
Well, I have to ask you before I let you go, Stephen, this story with the DNC emails, it's a scandal within the DNC. It's not so much the email scandal as it is the DNC was caught. And what they were caught doing, we have long suspected and kind of known. The collusion with the media on a number of different stories, that's kind of obvious to us. But the story and the spin that I'm hearing, and I wanted to get your interpretation or your reaction to it and what you think of the allegations. So Democrats who told us that Russia was too stupid to hack Hillary's bathroom server, that Russia was the one who, they're all behind this, the DNC email leak, and that this shows, in fact, Hillary Clinton's campaign chair had said that this was Russia and Trump working together to undermine Hillary Clinton. It's a big conspiracy. Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I've seen the response from the Trump campaign, and I have to kind of agree with it. I mean, the Donald Trump and his campaign didn't write those emails. Ooh. And it fundamentally begins with what were they saying and what were they doing. In politics, things get disclosed. I've been on the poor end of that stick myself. It's just a fact of life of what happens. But the fundamental foul was that they ran a rigged system. They definitely did. People suspected on the Republican side, and they may have reasons for their suspicion, but I got to tell you, a year ago, if you'd have polled 100,000 professional Republicans around the country, you would have had a small percentage that said, we're definitely rigging the system and making it so that Donald Trump comes out as the nominee. This, on the Democrat side, is clear evidence that they ran a rigged system. It wasn't just superdelegates. It was the whole process where they favored Hillary, that it's her turn, to the disadvantage of what became the Sanders movement. But I mean, it's collision with the media, but it's fundamentally using the party infrastructure to pick a favorite as opposed to running a fair nominating process.
There you have it.
In political parties, you have to be careful about that.
Well, I think that's the best way to put it. I mean, they wrote these emails. It's not like Putin made them write these emails. Stephen Yates, D.C. International Advisory. Stephen, glad you made it back safe. Always a pleasure to have you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Dana. Take care.
And take care. Folks, the Purple Heart Foundation, this is a fantastic organization that helps all veterans, not just those who are combat wounded. And here's the thing. I think almost everybody, You're someone who served, or you know someone who served. Everybody knows someone who has served, and we all, which is kind of cool. We all know an American hero. But here's the thing: our government has really been dropping the ball in making sure that our vets get the services and the treatments that they need, particularly when they come back from their service and they're acclimating back into civilian life. And the Purple Heart Foundation has been there, one of the oldest and most respected organizations, offering support for PTS, job training, educational scholarships. They have national service officers that travel around the country, and they work with veterans to attack that huge mountain of paperwork that they have to sift through in order to get the benefits that they're owed, or to go in and even get initial treatment that is promised to them for their service. And they help with that. They have programs that get homeless veterans off of the streets. They have so many programs, and this is all powered by your generous donations. Some other groups out there, they take donations for the veterans, but they also skim off the top, too. Purple Heart Foundation is not one of those groups. You give 100%, they give 100%. You give a dollar, they give the entire dollar. It goes to the vets because it's a volunteer organization. It's veterans helping veterans. And they have the track record to prove it. So if you would like to donate an old car, don't care the condition, it's super easy. 3 easy steps online, 1 quick call, all donations 100% tax deductible, and they come pick it up for free, credit or cash. Be a part of paying tribute to our nation's heroes. Go to givetopurpleheart.org. That's givetopurpleheart.org, or call 800-935-9941. That's 800-935-9941.
Who's your buddy? Is he your pal? Well, I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain how we use the buddy system in diving next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
For many, scuba diving is a social sport, but that's only one reason we use the buddy system. Ideally, dive buddies are evenly matched in skill level and can assist each other if necessary. They're not a crutch to lean on, but a backup system that, if used properly, can make your dive safer and more enjoyable. And if you're diving right, your buddy will likely end up being your pal, too. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
Did you know there is a real liberal phone company, and their motto is phone-powered progressive change? Look them up. They're called Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile gives more than $150,000 a month to progressive causes. And since 1985, they've been funding some of the biggest, most extreme progressive causes. But there is an answer, an alternative, and that's Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative phone company. Patriot Mobile is just like your current mobile phone provider, offering the same great service and phones, but they donate a part of your monthly bill to conservative causes. Call 1-800-A-PATRIOT today, and for switching, you'll receive a free Samsung Galaxy S5 or iPhone 5S with unlimited talk text data for only $50 a month. I personally use Patriot Mobile because I care where my money goes, and they provide great, fantastic customer service. Use promo code Dana when you switch, and they'll waive the activation fee for up to two phones. Go to PatriotMobile.com or call 800-A-PATRIOT. That's 800, the letter A, Patriot. That's PatriotMobile.com.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Getting old is never easy. Imagine what it must be like for an older animal to lose their home and be left in a kennel wondering if you'll ever know love and companionship again. At Haven Humane, older animals are hard to place but have so much to offer. If you crave unconditional love, check out the older animals and remember PAL's Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. PAL was an amazing deaf Dalmatian that lived the life we would wish for all of our animals. Haven continues to accept donations to PAL's Fund and continue PAL's legacy.
With Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
I'm getting nervous because John Kerry said that it's the hydrochlorofluorocarbon, those in the refrigerator, my refrigerator chemicals, that they're more dangerous than ISIS. So basically, every one of us has a terrorist in our house. It's a little freaky. Let's go ahead and kick it into some Florida Man.
Hey, brother, it's time to check in on Florida Man.
Via the smoking gun, meet Florida man Jeffrey Forrest Poole, the man with the world's greatest alias. Actually, not. He was arrested yesterday morning because Florida cops went to his Largo home to investigate a domestic disturbance call. When Officer Graham Hartman arrived at Poole's door, Poole exited the residence and, according to a criminal complaint, said, quote, I will beat every cop's A-double snakes. Poole, Hartman noted, then raised his right fist and began to extend it towards my face in an attempt to strike me. He was, of course, arrested and charged with resisting an officer with violence. He was booked into the county jail where he remains, locked up in lieu of a $5,000 bond. His alias, though, I can't say the first part of it on air, it's Phallus Face Johnson. Just think about that for a minute. There you go. Just think about it. Mother of a murder suspect, according to the Miami Herald, says her son is too disorganized to plan a hit. The man, whose top part of his head is small and the large part of his head is wider, making his eyes look like meshed together as if using a Snapchat filter. It's just how he looks. He's accused of pulling the trigger in the shooting death of a couple in October, but the mother, Kathy Taylor, said, this isn't premeditated. My son has never been one to prepare anything. He's too disorganized. The investigation continues. Third hour on the way. Do you have a terrorist in your refrigerator? We need to discuss this. Plus, the Poonami DNC starts today. 10 worst moments from the scandal. Keep it here.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. As the Democratic National Convention got underway in Philadelphia, First Lady Michelle Obama says she's endorsing Hillary Clinton for president.
There is only one person who I trust with that responsibility. Only one person who I believe is truly qualified to be president of the United States. And that is our friend, Hillary Clinton.
Former rival Bernie Sanders also endorsed Clinton Monday night. It's been a hectic day outside the Democratic Convention. Not only are Bernie Sanders supporters riled up, so is the weather. Protesters to park across from the convention center have been encouraged to seek shelter from the heat and heavy rain. Philadelphia Police Commissioner Charles Ramsey says the protests outside the convention have been peaceful.
We've been getting some accolades from even some of the protest groups. We maintain our position and our posture, which was to stay in soft clothes.
More than 50 people have been cited for disorderly conduct. A wildfire that's forced thousands of people from their homes on the edge of Los Angeles continues to burn uncontrolled. Firefighters say they've at times been unable to battle the blaze because they've had to help people who didn't heed evacuation orders. Mark Peebles of Southern California Interagency Incident Management Team tells KNVC TV evacuation orders are being lifted for most residents affected by the sand fire.
Residents in all evacuated areas will be allowed to return to their homes, with the exception of those located in Placerita Canyon Road from Running Horse Lane to Pacey Street, Wildlife Way Station to Sand Canyon Road, and Placerita Canyon Road.
The third Louisiana law enforcement officer killed in the line of duty July 17th has been put to rest. Baton Rouge Police Corporal Ivory Taylor Jr. says Officer Montrell Jackson knew police played many roles.
There's a thin line between calm and chaos, and that line is blue. That line is us.
Thousands packed the Living Faith Christian Center. More on these stories at townhall.com.
At Lumber Liquidators, we're kicking off our summer stackout sale with special deals at every store. Overstock floors, small lots, and more are priced to move. Get unheard-of clearance deals at select stores on 2,000 varieties of pre-finished hardwood from just 59 cents. Special buys like durable strand carbonized bamboo. It's just $1.69. North American and European laminate up to 20% off, with some deals from just 29 cents. And special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the summer stackout sale today.
It's National Make-A-Will Month at LegalZoom.com, so it's time to take care of your will or trust. LegalZoom makes it easy. They're not a law firm, so there's no office visits or paying expensive hourly rates. Instead, you could save over $100 with LegalZoom's will or trust estate plan bundles. And if you don't know whether a will or trust is right for you, don't worry. You'll work with an independent attorney available in 48 states to get advice on what you need. Do the right thing this month at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com.
Verizon is buying Yahoo for $4.83 billion, marking the end of an era for a company that once defined the Internet.
The sale marks the second time in 2 years that Verizon has snapped up the remnants of a fallen Internet star as it broadens its digital reach. The nation's largest wireless carrier paid $4.4 billion last year for AOL. Verizon won the Yahoo bidding after a five-month auction. Yahoo is parting with its email service and websites devoted to news, finance, and sports, in addition to its advertising tools under pressure from shareholders fed up with a steep downturn in the company's revenue over the past 8 years. Bob Agnew reporting.
Twitter has announced a plan to live stream one Major League Baseball game and one NHL game per week for free. The agreement will allow viewers to watch games nationally that would normally be available only in the two teams' home markets. Users will not need to be logged into Twitter to see the games. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Republican National Committee Chairman Reince Priebus says the fallout from release of emails showing bias for Hillary Clinton over Bernie Sanders makes it tough for Democrats to claim they are unified.
Today's events show, I think, really what an uphill climb the Democrats are facing this week in unifying their party and starting out the week by losing your party chairman over long-standing bitterness between factions.
Priebus says the Democratic National Committee chair had no other option but to step aside.
When you rig a system and you spread emails around with each other and senior staff in that manner, I think this kind of outcome is inevitable, and there was no way out.
Priebus added,
the outcome of the secret server scandal proves the system was, in fact, rigged. That being said, the problems the Democrats have are ideological, and the extreme left will not be satisfied by one person's resignation.
More of these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
Attention, parents. Reading School of the Arts is excited to announce the start of the virtual school for the North State community. This virtual independent study program for Shasta and neighboring counties will include students in grades kindergarten through eighth grade, and it supports immunized and non-immunized families. Reading School of the Arts will offer a superior educational program to meet the following goals: an alternative learning opportunity to traditional brick-and-mortar institutions, a tailored program that meets state standards, outstanding credentialed teachers, enrichment and tutoring on and off campus, and it's all part of a tuition-free public charter school. For more information, visit rsarts.org, that's rsarts.org, or call us at 530-247-6933. That's 247-6933.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
Dana Show.
There's one last part of Hillary's plan that means a lot to me personally, that kind of emotional for me, and I bet it's emotional for you. How to stem the epidemic of gun violence that kills 33,000 Americans every year. As governor during one of the most horrible shootings in America's history, this issue is very close to my heart, very close to my heart, and I know
this is
that
Virginia Governor Tim Kaine,
exactly
Hillary Clinton's pick for VP. He is very anti-2A.
In June,
he actually at one point was proposing to pass laws.
We
can go ahead
better.
And turn him down now because I'm. He actually had at one time proposed laws that we already had on the books. Like he's like, we should have. You know what we should do? We should have stronger gun laws for, we should charge people who can't have guns if they try to get them. We should make that a crime. And everyone's like, it's kind of already a crime. And then he's like, we should go after gun stores who sell guns to people who are criminals. And everyone's like, it's already a crime. just FYI. And then this was his brilliant, brilliant move. He had proposed, oh, well, we should make it to where everybody has to, you can't sell a gun or even a private sale unless you run a background check and you do a federal firearms license background check, do 4473s on people who are going to buy guns from you. But I'm not going to make it to where you can get your FFL because you're an individual. Thus, I'm going to make it to where you can't sell or buy, nothing like that. I know. That's crazy. You know, I was thinking for a minute. Hold up, because we're going to come back to this. I keep going back to John Kerry's piece. Or the piece on John Kerry when he was in Vienna, and he was like, look, he had said that air conditioners and refrigerators pose as big a threat to life as the threat of terrorism. He said that. The hydrofluorocarbon crap or whatever, hydrofluorocarbons or HFCs, he's like, look, it's dangerous. You know, greenhouse gas emissions and stuff, it's dangerous. And he's like, he goes, you know, this is, you're saving, they're dangerous. He thinks it's as dangerous as ISIS. You know what I was thinking, man? Producer Kane was getting a little worried here as well. I got a refrigerator in my house. Kane, do you have a refrigerator in your house?
I do.
Do you all have refrigerators out there? We all, right? Except for Stephen Yates, he's told us last hour, they keep it out in that Idaho coolness, I guess. He's on a mountain, he just set his stuff outside. I have a terrorist in my kitchen. That's what John Kerry's telling me. You know what? Can we do something real quick? Get Chris on the phone. He's been traveling for work, and he's home for a couple of days right now. Can we just get him on the phone real quick? Marty, who's our associate producer, who was actually shot in the stomach at one point.
That's right.
It was real. He's straight gangster, as Hillary Clinton would say, I guess.
Right. Unlike what Hillary
said. I'm going to call because I got a little worried. I mean, if I got a straight-up terrorist in my house, like, I don't want my fridge doing anything weird. You know what I mean? John Kerry said that it is, that the coolant, my refrigerator, is just as dangerous as ISIS. That's a pretty big statement. I mean, I'm saying he is in a position of authority, so I'm just saying. It's kind of scary. I just want to get him on the phone. Marty can't talk because he doesn't have the microphone capability. They just, you know what they do? Kane asks, does he mean like ISIS? Like ice plural? Ice is like a singular plural. Like ISIS? Like how some people would screw up and say mouses instead of mouse? You know what I mean? Or mooses? You know what I mean? Like that? Like, I don't know. It's weird. Anyway, let's see if we can get him on the line, because I'm worried about, I want to check. And you all who are at work, maybe just be like, call in your house, be like, what's up with my fridge? What's up with, what's going on? Anyway.
It's going to spark a whole new, just wave of prank calls now.
I know, exactly. Are we getting him on the phone? Are we getting him on the phone? I know it's kind of weird that.
I think we have him.
We have him now? Is he on? Hey. Hey, Chris.
Hello.
Hey, are you there? Hi, it's
I'm
me.
Here.
I just wanted to.
Hey,
I know, man. It's weird. I'm on air. But Yeah, I know. Did you hear this thing with John Kerry? I'm gonna text this to you real quick. Will you look this over, because I'm a little. We're live, by the way. We're live on air, so watch what you say.
All right, hang on. Let me put you on speakerphone
Great.
Edit this.
Yeah, I just sent you a story, and I just want you to check on the refrigerator. Has it been weird lately? Has the refrigerator been weird at all?
I just got some ice out of it and it seemed fine.
I mean, has it been acting shady or anything?
Did he say he got ISIS out of it?
Yeah, when you say, did you mean ISIS or ice?
Oh, I meant ice, but I'm not, now that I'm reading this story, I'm not sure what Carrie's referring to.
I think there's,
Let me try to get some ice out of the fridge again.
Okay, do that.
Hold on one second.
Yeah, do that. He's getting
Whoa.
Ice now.
I hear it.
Wait, that sounded...
Whoa.
What did it do?
It's actually like throwing the cubes at me right now.
What?
They swung out of it.
Like at you?
Yes, right at my face.
We have a...
I'm a little bit worried. now I'm hearing the one in the garage. It is making some strange noises.
All right, don't let the kids near it, and don't let the pups near it either. Get them away from the fridge.
Get the dogs.
Get them away from the fridge, because this is the deal. I mean,
the refrigerator.
It is.
I'm kind of freaking out because those guys are coming to put more coolant in our air.
No, no, no. We were just saying we were having AC problems. No, no, don't do that. No, because it's as bad as ISIS. It's as bad as ISIS. The Secretary of State says it's
fine. It's doing it more.
No, stop him. Stop him. Do not put any more coolant in there. It's literally like it's a national security concern. It is a national security concern. Are you there?
Oh, we're all in the closet now, being really quiet.
You're talking too loud.
Sounds like it's moving around the house.
Who do we call? Who do we call?
I don't know. John Kerry, I guess. I'm going to go out on the back deck, and I'm just going to fire two rounds with my shotgun.
But... that's what Biden said we could do. Biden said we could do it, so I'm sure that's all right. That'll scare it away.
That's the best advice I've ever heard from a Democrat, so that's what I'm going to do.
We totally will not get in trouble for that.
No.
Okay. Will you call the studio or, like, text me and just keep me updated? Keep the kids away from that thing, please.
Shh.
Okay. Just keep the kids
away. I'll call back in a little bit.
Okay. All right, bye. Javis, that's terrifying. Kane, you need to check up on your homestead, man. I don't want to freak you out or alarm you.
I'm already freaked out.
Dude, everybody needs to make a call to their house. Why am I whispering? Everybody needs to make a call to their house and check up on their fridges. Ice, you know what I just realized? The ice dispenser, Kane, you made this point. What did you say, Kane?
It's the automatic ISIS dispensers where all the terrorism's happening, obviously.
Golly. It's a plot this entire time. Let's kick it in a quick five.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's Quick Five.
Coors beer may actually finally give you a buzz. That is this headline from CNN. No, I kid. I really am joking. Actually, Colorado, they say, may be home to legalized recreational marijuana, but you're not going to find any such of that in the town Hugo, where those businesses are not where they're not permitted. However, they say that THC... Some officials said that it was found in the town's water supply. Field tests revealed presumptive positive tests for THC. That Officer Michael Yowell of Lincoln County Sheriff's Office said this in a news conference on Thursday, so they're testing it. It's terrorism. It's terrorism. Everything is all terrorism. Guys, if you're in D.C., you'll be excited about this. The rotting stench of a corpse flower will soon grace D.C. Wait a minute, so it wasn't already there? Then what was that smell? Oh, it was all the other politicians. I get it. So the corpse flower, it's via the U.S. Botanic Garden, it overwhelms the olfactory senses with a combination of garlic, fish, diapers, and rotting meat. The corpse flower, which the name is Amorphophallus titanium, which translates to misshapen giant penis, but it does. I'm not even making this up. It's native to Sumatra, and the plant has a collection of flowers that appear as a single blossom, known as the inflorescence, that emit the namesake smell. It grows 12 feet tall in its natural habitat, and it lives for 40 years. Now, they have a 6-year-old specimen at the Botanical Garden. It's expected to bloom for the first time in its life between July 28th and 31st. They say it grows multiple inches every day, and it's progressing quickly. And it smells like a dead body, thus the name corpse flower. It actually looks... like something out of Little Shop of Horrors. I'm going to drop this in Slack. Just because it sounds goth, I kind of want one. But then at the same time, I wouldn't want my house, my yard to smell like a dead body. You know what I mean? But I already thought anyway that flower was in D.C. But it's no, it's just all the other. Girls are ganging up boys in what they call roasting, a cyberbullying craze. You know, roasting's been a girls. Hey, you know what? We've roasted people for a long time. I love the fact that you guys just discovered that term and think you invented it. My gosh, girls. They're ganging up on boys in a new cyberbullying craze called roasting. It takes place via usually Instagram or Facebook or WhatsApp, and they pick on a boy and they vent offensive abuse until the victim cracks. It also involves other boys ganging up, and they say it's just nasty and that teachers have been told to do stuff. You know what? If you get bullied, You know how you take care of bullying? You punch a bully in their face. That's how you do it. But Dana, you're advocating for assault. But parent of a bully, I'm advocating that you do your damn job and not let your kid be a brat. Oh, otherwise, a hazard of being a bully is that you could get beat in the street. Oh, that's how that works. Trump leads in three new national polls, so this is showing that there is a sizable bump. We were talking about this last week. We were like, what kind of bump is he going to get from the RNC? So he leads in three new national polls post the Republican convention. It's a CNN ORC poll, July 22nd through 24. Trump at 44, Clinton at 39, Johnson at 9, and then some guy I don't know at 3. Then you have LA Times poll. He's up by 4. Gravis poll, he's up by 2. Reuters poll has Clinton up by 4, but I haven't seen the crosstabs of that one. Although the one from the CNN ORC, it looks pretty, I did look at that, it looks pretty balanced. It's a pretty huge bump. It's pretty sizable. Now, here's where you're going to need to watch. Right after the DNC, look and see what Clinton's bump is going to be. I am very curious because Nate Silver over at 538 said that according to state-by-state polls, if the election were held today, Trump would win. So this will be very interesting to see as we continue on down this path. You know, I'm telling you that it's this. Keep an eye on that. Keep an eye on that bump. Folks, our sponsor this quarter hour, Superbeats. I like Superbeats. I took a bunch of it today because I just wanted to see what would happen. Actually, it was an accident. Like I thought, you know how like sometimes you're doing something, you don't pay attention and then you're just clearly I needed some. So I thought I had put a tablespoon in some water, and then I was, like, talking, and I ended up, anyway, I put more in there. So I'm right now. It's awesome. And I'm not going to crash, and there's only 3 grams of sugar. That's it. So if you could have an energy drink where you have 3 grams of sugar, unlike drinking these sugary energy drinks where you might as well just dump buckets of sugar in your mouth, and you could have it to help maintain, because of the dietary nitrates, maintain healthy blood pressure and good circulation, and you have no crash, you need to check out Superbeats. See, it's loaded with a bunch of good stuff, including nitrates. That helps create nitric oxide in the body, and that's where the energy comes from. Nitric oxide actually makes your arteries wide and flexible. It maintains healthy blood pressure, increases your circulation, and you get an increase in energy and stamina. I feel it within 20 minutes of drinking it. 1 teaspoon and 4 ounces of water, add it to yogurt, add it to a smoothie, and you'll feel it. And it doesn't taste like vegetables because of that cool drying process to preserve the nitrates so you get the full concentration. It's just a mild berry flavor. I hate beets, but I can drink this. And I like it. Get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order. It comes in regular or black cherry. You'll get a free book, and they'll send you out these indicator strips. You can actually measure your nitrate levels before and after. And a free shipping. It's all guaranteed or your money back. Call 1-800-664-5617 or visit DanaShootsBeets.com. That's DanaShootsBeets.com.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction, letting you know that you no longer have to make an appointment to renew your California CCW permit. Simply navigate to readingccw.com and select a renewal class to attend. While you're there, download the renewal application and fill it out. 4 weeks from your expiration date, send in your application and your training certificate. For any questions, give me a call, 530-999-1822, or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person and not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Reading Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Reading with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 14s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Reading Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale and September 5th.
Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, ReadingKia.com.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Big news of the day seriously, but not much else. The Dana Show.
My aunt had a cover band that played this at her wedding down in the Ozarks, and that's when they kicked off the punch, which was air quotes punch. And they had one of those champagne towers, but with the plastic glasses, and you put the champagne at the top, and it was like a trickle-down economic situation where every glass beneath the first glass got some champagne. That's a great way to teach about economics. Look at this. You know. Yeah, Marty is right. Marty said it sounds like a party. Not a party, folks. Party in caps lock. And it was. It was out in the woods at some building, old church out in the woods. And it was it was awesome. Yeah. I'm telling you what. It ain't a party. Ain't no party like a Dana's family wedding reception party. Party never stops with the champagne tower, right? Hey, do you guys like crab legs? Yeah, who doesn't like crab legs? I don't like fighting with it to get the meat out. You know what I mean? I'm just like, I get mad. I get aggravated. Like, I shouldn't have to work that hard for my supper. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, crabs in Maryland. Well, I just have to share this with you. This is found on Reddit. A Maryland blue crab was found with the phrase, "Hillary is a lying B-word," written all in caps on its belly in black marker. And it looks like it's going to fight you. Like, I wouldn't be so surprised if that crab didn't actually, like, you know, write it on itself. Because it, have you seen, I've dropped this in Slack. Hey, Kane, who's over there running the board.
Let me, it looks like it could be like someone photoshopped it, but...
No, it's real.
It's real. It's
Hillary
totally real.
Is a line B, right. Is written on this crab.
Right.
And I don't, maybe your crab is political.
I don't know. It's hard to say. It's in the Northeast, you would imagine that's where they
get it.
Man,
somebody's taking those psyops like to a really extreme when they're writing on like sea life. Next, we're going to see like a dolphin tattooed with like, you know, Hillary. But this... Crabs always look like they're trying to fight you.
When does it become animal abuse at this point?
Is it animal abuse or is it just, you know, an environmental message? I don't know. You know, it's debatable. Folks, quick break. When we return, the best, worst moments from the DNC scandal. Keep it here.
The Dana Show.
It's the middle of the night, and you wake up drenched, covered in sweat. Ew. Sure, you can crank up the AC all night, but who can afford that? So do what I did. Get rid of your heat-trapping mattress and upgrade to a Casper. I'm sleeping as cool as the other side of the pillow every night. Casper was invented with two high-tech foams, guaranteeing that you sleep cool and comfortable. In fact, Time magazine named Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. It ships for free in a box so small, you won't believe it holds a mattress, making it super simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. Best of all, you can try it in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. And if you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. Discover why I love my Casper mattress. Try it in your home for 100 nights with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com and use code Dana50 for $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, code Dana50, and get $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com, terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott.
Join us weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
right here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Do you have an aging parent who needs extra help at home? Do you have concerns about your family member driving, remembering to take medications, or eating a healthy meal? Hi, my name is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Our compassionate caregivers work in clients' homes and can help with light housekeeping, meal planning, med reminders, hygiene assistance, and much more. All staff is background checked, bonded, and insured. To make a difference in your loved one's life, call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or online at readinghomehelpers.com. When family can't do it all, your Home Helpers family can.
Attention parents, Redding School of the Arts is excited to announce the start of the Virtual School for the North State Community. This virtual independent study program for Shasta and neighboring counties will include students in grades kindergarten through 8th grade, and it supports immunized and non-immunized families. Redding School of the Arts will offer a superior educational program to meet the following goals: an alternative learning opportunity to traditional brick-and-mortar institutions, a tailored program that meets state standards, outstanding credentialed teachers, enrichment and tutoring on and off campus, and it's all part of a tuition-free public charter school. For more information, visit rsarts.org, that's rsarts.org, or call us at 530-247-6933. That's 247-6933.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
This is your life, good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Redding community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Redding Colt 45s baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Hey, this is Carl Bott from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
Aloha Snack Bar. I love snacks. DanaRadio.com, at DLash on Twitter. Find me on Snapchat at Dana.Lash, and I'm on Instagram as well, and the Facebook page, The Dana Show. Flyover Nation, you can't run a country you've never been to. I will be in Austin, Texas on Friday. I'm very excited about that. I'm going to be in Austin, Texas this Friday. I'm going to be at KLBJ. Sign in books. I'll tweet it out again. I've tweeted it out once. It's also on the events tab section at DanaRadio.com. Come out. Let me sign your copy of Flyover Nation. Looking forward to it. Kane will be there.
Yes, ma'am.
Producer Kane will be in Austin, so you can see him as well. We'll be there, you know, raising Kane.
Ah!
That was bad. I know. It was bad. Our air conditioning just kicked on in here.
That's right. You know what that means.
I felt it get a little terroristy.
Yeah, I did too.
If I hear any Aloha snack bars...
I'm not sure that's what they say.
That's, yeah, I pretend it is.
Yeah.
Because it just sounds like if you have somebody goes out in the middle of the street, Aloha Snack Bar. I wonder what would happen if you were to do that.
I'm pretty sure that's not what they're saying, though.
No, but it's better to think of that. Aloha Snack Bar, because everyone's like, I like snacks. Who doesn't love a snack bar? Ooh, or like a cookie bar. You know what I've never seen? A pudding bar. I like to. I'm not going to be like people and act like I'm like my favorite food is duck confit. No, my favorite food is macaroni and cheese, Kraft. You know what my second favorite food is? Pudding. It's my second favorite. I'm going to lie to you. Macaroni and cheese and pudding. Frozen pudding bar. What? That would be amazing. That would be so amazing. I would love a frozen pudding bar. That would be awesome. Anyway, so this hospital food, what did you ask hospital food for? Anyway,
well, pudding, and you know, you just said pudding and
cafeteria pudding was the best, right? Wasn't cafeteria
with the chocolate skin on it?
So good. I'm so excited. Anyway, Austin, Texas. I'm going to tweet out something for you. I'll be at it takes place. Everything starts at 3:30 p.m. I'll be at KLBJ, Cactus Prairie Studio. I'll be signing copies of Flyover Nation, so let me send your copy of Flyover Nation, and I'll have the I'm going to tweet out a link for you as well. So very stoked about it. Very stoked. Okay, so as promised, the 10 worst best moments of the DNC scandal. Don't let them act like two things, too. Don't let them act like this is an email scandal. It's a scandal for the DNC. It's a scandal because this shows you how busted and ridiculous their organization is. Number two, don't let Debbie Wasserman Schultz be the only person thrown under the bus here. She's jumping on it so as to save her gal pal, Hillary Clinton. And Hillary Clinton already appointed her to her campaign as a surrogate. So she already landed someplace cushy. She did this and colluded with Hillary Clinton to target Bernie Sanders and disenfranchise tons of Democrat voters. So they're going to be vetting and cheering and celebrating Hillary Clinton tonight, and some are going to give her the pass while going after Debbie Wasserman Schultz. None of this would have happened without Hillary Clinton. She will shred the entire party to get what she wants. So WikiLeaks released 20,000 emails on Friday, and it showed, without a doubt, how the DNC colluded with Hillary Clinton and the media to build up Hillary Clinton and to just attack and destroy Bernie Sanders completely. Hollywood has even gotten in on the deal, which we're going to talk about this coming up. Because if you noticed, we'll get into all of that, but they've even gotten in on it. So one of the things, I think there's really more than 10. I really do think that there's more than 10. So Politico, anyone who was considered as a VP pick on Clinton's ticket, they had to do this. This was one of the things we learned. They had to turn over, Twitchy reported this, they had to turn over every password to any social media account they ever held by them or every family member. That's the first thing they had to do. They had to list every piece of property they ever owned, okay. Turn over copies of every single resume they've ever sent out. List every business partner they've ever had. Name every gift they've ever received. They had to be willing to engage in 5 weeks of questions and follow-ups. Okay, I don't think that's bad. The social media thing, though, is a little weird. That's a little nuts. We also learned from this that the document showed that the DNC was going to award big donors with federal appointments. Daily Caller says the DNC committee, the DNC documents that WikiLeaks released, showed spreadsheets and tons of emails that showed how party officials colluded with Hillary Clinton, and they planned which donors and prominent fundraisers were going to get huge appointments to federal boards and commissions. They're selling out the government right there. They're selling seats. These people who are going to make decisions that impact your lives. They were circulated amongst all the top DNC officials in April. They said not only it's unethical if not illegal. Duh. And you have all the names, everybody's name, everything. Most of the donors listed on the spreadsheet gave to Clinton's campaign. Not a single one of them gave to Sanders' campaign. We're talking like max donations whenever they could. Unbelievable. So that's one thing that we know. Then we know that Debbie Wasserman Schultz was already privately calling Clinton the presumptive nominee in emails. And they were saying that Bernie Sanders was not a Democrat. Like one of them, she had said, quote, spoken like someone who's never been a member of the Democratic Party and has no understanding of what we do. That was an email that was in April. There was another email May 1st where you had a article that was written by Politico's Daniel Strauss. And that was being shared, and Wasserman Schultz was referring to Hillary Clinton as the presumptive nominee. That was one thing we learned. We also understood, we also figured out the story of the Hillary Victory Fund. That's when the Clinton campaign via U.S. Uncut was accused of funneling 99% of the money meant for down ballot Democrat candidates back to her own campaign. And the DNC, they were helping her do damage control in the media. So you remember how I've been telling you over and over again how they don't have a young guns in the Democrat Party? Because those young guns that would be nurtured and brought up through the ranks, they didn't have any cash because Hillary Clinton was taking literally every dollar that was going into the entire DNC and funneling it back to her campaign. Wow. And they protected her. They protected her. And then when Ken Vogel at Politico had reached out to DNC CEO Amy Dacey asking questions about it, He then wrote that he just spoke with the Clinton people and they suggested a series of talking points to be used. But then it showed Politico actually working with the Clinton campaign, which is the other thing. How you had a Politico reporter that agreed to allow the DNC to edit his stories. Mark Postenbach. He was seen in emails in a couple of really bad, I mean, WikiLeaks has the emails up, referring to an agreement with Politico's Ken Vogel to let the DNC pre-screen his stories before they were sent to Vogel's editors. In fact, one of the emails from the DNC said, quote, Vogel gave me his story ahead of time, before it goes to his editors, as long as I didn't share it. Let me know if you see anything that's missing, and I'll push back. Wow. They also, in the email, show how DNC staff automatically dismissed any interview requests from the quote-unquote Bernie brothers. How Debbie Wasserman Schultz demanded Mika Brzezinski's resignation from Morning Joe when she suggested that Debbie Wasserman Schultz had rigged the primary in favor of Hillary Clinton. In fact, Wasserman Schultz wrote, quote, this is the caps lock last straw. Please call Phil Griffin. This is outrageous. She needs to apologize. And just kept going after her in email. Right? Unreal. Unreal. And in fact, one of the other things that has been gleaned from this is that the DNC may have had plans even in the Sanders campaign to help destroy it from the inside out. Unbelievable. I mean, you have the CFO and the CEO of the DNC who are actively, openly writing about how to destroy Bernie Sanders' approval numbers because they were going after him on a religion. This is what ABC, because there are 20,000 of them. It said, ABC reported several of the emails released indicate that the officials, including Chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, grew increasingly agitated with Clinton's rival Bernie Sanders and his campaign as the primary season advanced. In one instance, even floating bringing up Sanders' religion to try and minimize his support. Quote, it might make no difference, but for Kentucky and Washington, can we get someone to ask his belief, said Brad Marshall, CFO of DNC. He wrote this in an email on May 5th, 2016. Quote, does he believe in God? He had skated on saying he has a Jewish heritage. I read he is an atheist. This could make several points difference with my peeps. My Southern Baptist peeps would draw a big difference between a Jew and an atheist. This is the CFO and CEO of the DNC trying to use his Jewish background as a way to hurt him in a primary. Unreal. And the media is censoring this story. And it is true censorship because we're talking about what party runs the government. I'm not talking about fake censorship. When you have government collusion with media and they're actually not running stuff about government because she was the Secretary of State and they've done this with Benghazi. Yes, it's censorship. The media is omitting certain aspects of this story to help what they want to have as the potential president, as the presumptive president. They hate Mika Brzezinski. They referred to, as I told Kane in one of the emails, DNC staffers had tried to figure out how they could engage the, quote, how did they say that? The Taco Bowl?
Yeah, the Taco Bowl.
They were referring to Hispanics as the Taco Bowl thing or whatever. I oh, my God.
A voting bloc just described as Taco Bowl.
Unreal. Unreal, you guys. You can't make this stuff up. You can't make it up. It's horrific. And then the Daily Beast had a story. DNC leaked emails. Do we let pedophile's lawyer host a fundraiser? Oh, yeah, that happened. Roy Black had defended a pedophile. He had ties to both Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton. He was eliminated as a host from DNC. All of this. And they had emails back and forth about that. Like, what did they want more, the money or to avoid the optics? And here's the other thing. Hollywood has spent, and Newsbusters has a great piece about this, how Hollywood has spent decades already trying to prepare you for the Hillary Clinton presidency, scripting for this. I mean, you have to think about how many television shows, fictional television characters, have been singing her praises, how you've had all of these shows recently where you have you have female presidents or vice presidents, Madam Secretary, right? And in fact, Morgan Freeman, producer of Madam Secretary, he had said he was inspired by the way Clinton defended herself during the Benghazi hearings and even wrote the episode Another Benghazi as a way to gloss over the real incident. Bellamy Young, Actress Bellamy Young said scandals Melly Grant running for president in the show because Hillary is in real life. Over and over again. Commander-in-Chief aired in 2005. Gina Davis was in that. They said that, this is how they want liberals to see Hillary Clinton. You had the good wife. You have political animals. You have a number of shows that have been trying to get you prepared for a Hillary Clinton presidency. They've been working with Hollywood, and the DNC has been doing everything that it possibly can to stave off any challenges because the Clinton machine, I'm telling you, I told you to never underestimate the Clinton machine. Even with the way the polling is now, you can never underestimate the Clinton machine. You cannot. There is no one more dangerously ambitious than Hillary Clinton. In fact, Madam Secretary, the creators of this, and this aired on CBS, they even discussed how this was all inspired, how they had content inspired by her testimony of Benghazi. I know. 24? They said it wasn't expressly based on Clinton, but in season 7 and 8 of the show, the country was led by President Alison Taylor, who everybody compared to Hillary Clinton. Just putting that out there. Big Bang Theory, you had some of the characters that showed up in their Hillary Clinton shirt, all of this. Hollywood has been trying to prepare you and trying to soften your mind to this for a long time. Just, you know, note that. Unbelievable. So this is all, and then you have all of these. I'm curious to see what's going to happen tonight. I'm curious to see what's going to happen with this. Because she has trashed the credibility, if you ever thought they were credible, of the DNC, even with the other Democrats, as a way to save, to get herself in the White House. She has gone and disenfranchised Bernie Sanders supporters, and there were actually a lot of them. Like I said, there were a number of states he actually legitimately won because he had more votes, but because those superdelegates were all in for Hillary, yeah. Mm-hmm. Folks, Casper Mattress is one heck of a mattress. And if you're thinking about getting a new mattress, maybe you have a heat-trapping mattress that keeps you hot at night. Maybe yours just isn't comfortable anymore. Everyone is doing things differently now. People are redesigning their houses with an app. They're getting hotel rooms with an app. They're getting transportation with an app, renting places to stay with an app. You can have a mattress delivered to your house. Look, this is how Casper's working. They got rid of the middleman and saved you a lot of money. And this is one of, in fact, Time Magazine named Casper Mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. You will sleep as cool as the other side of the pillow every night, so upgrade your mattress. Casper was invented using high-tech foams that are specifically engineered to give you structured support, and it's breathable material that allows air to circulate so you sleep cool and comfortably all night. It ships for free in a box that makes it easy for you to get it from your front door to your bedroom. And they let you try it in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. And if you don't love it, they pick it up and they refund you everything. So, I have a Casper. I love mine and you'll love yours. Try it in your home for 100 nights with free shipping and returns. Just go to Casper.com. Use code Dana50 for $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com, Dana50, $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Terms and conditions apply.
It's National Make-A-Will Month at LegalZoom.com, so it's time to take care of your will or trust. LegalZoom makes it easy. They're not a law firm, so there's no office visits or paying expensive hourly rates. Instead, you could save over $100 with LegalZoom's will or trust estate plan bundles. And if you don't know whether a will or trust is right for you, don't worry. You'll work with an independent attorney available in 48 states to get advice on what you need. Do the right thing this month at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Now, I'm sure you know by now that I'm a proud member of the USCCA, the United States Concealed Carry Association. And like me, the USCCA believes that the right to defend your loved ones with a firearm is our God-given freedom. And to celebrate America's birthday month, the USCCA is honoring our forefathers and our Second Amendment freedom with a Great American Giveaway. Five lucky winners will receive $1,776 to purchase the gun and ammo of their choice. So which will you choose? Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Sig Sauer, Power, Kimber. No matter what you choose, you can get a really great gun and still have money left over to buy all the ammo you need to break it in. And instead of just drawing one winner, they're drawing five, which means you have five chances to win. Visit protectanddefend.com to enter today and think you could get the gun you've always wanted, plus the ammo to break it in. Your entry to win $1,776 for guns and ammo is quick, simple, and free. Just visit protectanddefend.com today. That's protectanddefend.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully-built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Reading Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no! Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu for Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
I'm glad as hell for the DMC leak. Hashtag yell. Bernie must disavow. Hashtag yell. Hell no, Bernie. We won't vote for Hillary. Hell no, Bernie.
Randy Quaid is nuts. But that's basically every protester that's at the DNC right now. I mean, every protester is basically Randy Quaid right there. That's insane. And he looks like a crazy Santa. He looks like a mad, crazy Santa. That's terrifying. Ugh. Remember when he was in Christmas Vacation, which we watch every Christmas? Yeah.
He's pretty much played himself in every movie he's been in.
He's nuts. Just nuts. I don't even have words. All right. It's time for Today in Stupidity. And this is when Pokemon Go has gone way too far. Yeah. A reporter in a press conference, well, he gets in trouble from in the middle of the presser. Listen.
As the secretary said earlier today, though, and I think it's an important reminder,
You're playing the Pokemon thing right there, aren't you?
I'm just giving him a minute.
It's an important reminder. We know this won't be easy. We recognize it's a challenge, and we're clear-eyed about the work we still have
He's
to do.
Keeping an
this
eye
is
on.
Why we convene this important ministerial, and we'll continue to work with our coalition partners to defeat Daesh.
He's keeping an eye on
one?
It.
No, the signal is not very good.
Sorry about that.
Wow.
This was a state briefing.
Wow. That is why I hate the media.
A state briefing.
I don't care a lot about this, but I started playing Pokemon. I started playing my Pokemon.
Every day, a new thing in the news. Just, unbelievable.
So tomorrow we're going to recap day one of Poonami. The DNC is underway. Today's the first day. We'll recap that. Don't forget Dana on the Blaze at 5 p.m. Central. Austin, Texas, this Friday, beginning at 3:30 p.m. Save the date. Flyover Nation, you can't run a country you've never been to. Make sure you get your copy. And come on out Friday and let me sign yours if you're in Austin. I'll be back with you tomorrow.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, Community Radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. As the Democratic National Convention convened in Philadelphia Monday, Bernie Sanders, as expected, endorsed Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton must become the next president of the United States.
The DNC also apologized to Sanders over leaked DNC emails that contained what a statement called inexcusable remarks. Party Chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz was forced to resign over the matter. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump says Hillary Clinton wanted to distance herself from Wasserman Schultz after the email scandal.
As soon as there's heat put on Hillary's person, Hillary says, you're fired. Debbie, you're fired. Get out of here. I don't want anything to do with it. Debbie, you're fired, Debbie. You were loyal to me for years, and you're fired. That's what she said. Boy, did she give up fast, Hillary.
Democrats are not in agreement on some issues at the convention.
A California delegate says there are serious discussions underway to challenge Hillary Clinton's pick of Tim Kaine as her running mate. Norman Solomon, a delegate who supports Bernie Sanders, says there's talk of walking out during Kaine's acceptance speech or turning their backs as a show of protest. Sanders supporters say they're concerned that Kaine is not progressive enough. Greg Clugston, Philadelphia.
Campaigning in Virginia, Republican vice presidential nominee Mike Pence says a GOP victory on Election Day is drawing near.
My fellow Americans, we are 105 days away from a great victory for the American people when we elect Donald Trump as the next president of the United States of America.
Attacks on police officers have prompted the New York Police Department to beef up its protective gear. Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams, a former police officer, is buying new equipment is prudent.
It is one thing to cover a coffin after a funeral. It's another thing to cover our police officers with the equipment that they need to carry out the right law enforcement practices across the country.
The purchases include 20,000 heavy-duty helmets. More on these stories at townhall.com.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolored paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
at Lumber Liquidators, we're kicking off our summer stackout sale with special deals at every store. Overstock floors, small lots, and more are priced to move. Get unheard of clearance deals at select stores on 2,000 varieties of pre-finished hardwood from just 59 cents. Special buys like durable strand carbonized bamboo. It's just $1.69. North American and European laminate up to 20% off, with some deals from just 29 cents. And special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the summer stackout sale today.
A Japanese manufacturer is pulling the plug on the world's last video cassette recorder.
Funai Electric Company confirmed the production will end sometime this month, although it will not give a date. A spokesman said the company would like to continue production to meet customer requests, but they can't because key component makers are pulling out due to shrinking demands for VCRs. Many families and libraries have content stored in the VHS format and want to convert the tapes to DVD or other digital discs. They can do so using VHS-DVD converters known as combos in Japan. Funai will be rolling out such products later this month. Keith Peters reporting.
U.S. Treasury Department experts say Britain's decision to quit the European Union has elevated the risks to U.S. financial stability, though they remained moderate. A report by Treasury's Office of Financial Research says the vote was a negative shock and brings in months of years of uncertainty. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency wants to recapture a former drug cartel leader believed responsible for killing a DEA special agent.
Rafael Caro Quintero was released in 2013 after serving 28 years of a 40-year term for the torture and murder of DEA special agent Enrique Quique Camarena in 1985. This was overturned by Mexico's Supreme Court, but too late, as he was long gone and remains in hiding. In an interview just published by political magazine Proceso, he denies any involvement with the crime and denies he started up drug trafficking again. The U.S. Drugs Enforcement Agencies issued a statement that they are going to find Caro Quintero because this, for them, quote, is very personal. James Blears, Mexico.
At least 19 people were killed and about 20 wounded in a knife attack Tuesday at a facility for the handicapped in a city just outside Tokyo in the worst mass killing in generations in Japan. More of these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. As of 1 July 2015, Nevada will now recognize Arizona's non-resident CCW permit. Those of you who have trained with NFI can use your Arizona Authorized Training Certificate to apply for and be approved for the Arizona non-resident CCW, which now is recognized by Nevada. Anybody else? Give us a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 AM. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flotline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
What does a motel go for right now in Cleveland?
Travelodge of Lakewood.
Do you have any rooms available?
$349.99 plus tax.
Oh! What do you have in the room? Is it just a one bed?
Correct.
Do you have a hot plate?
Do you want the room, sir?
Yeah, I'd like to know what's in it before I book it. I got to get down
okay,
there tonight.
You can go online and check it out what we have in the room.
Why wouldn't you tell me what is in the room?
Because I don't want to.
All right. All right.
Cleveland rocks! Cleveland rocks!
You know what? I like her honesty.
Have something to say, but no time to talk? Send us an email, brandmeiershow@gmail.com.
Can I just jump in here? But I think the American people are sick and tired about hearing about your damn email.
This is Brandmeier.
I'm not.
The Russians control our emails, by the way. There's no doubt about that. 844-4JB-SHOW, direct line to a good time. What up, America? Here we go. DNC! Philly! Week two of the crazy continues. Email, as you heard, to Larry David /Bernie Sanders in the open there, is brandmeiershow@gmail.com, where a missive is addressed to us. Johnny, Buzz, I tune to you guys I look forward to the humor more than the viewpoint, and it has become increasingly apparent to what your political leanings are.
Is that so?
Well, we can agree to disagree. My hope is that you'll afford equal time and attention to Hillary this week. You've been clear that you dislike her and dislike Obama, in parentheses, Buzz's T-shirt story. But keep in mind, you have a lot of listeners, and many of us are fans of her and more liberal policies. Thanks for listening. Deborah Oberschlepp. I don't want to. This isn't, like I say, it isn't political leanings. It's one versus the other now. Human beings. One I trust. One could be the craziest thing ever happened to the office of presidency, but I'm not sure. So I'm going to roll the dice on the crazy. That's all I know for sure. But I don't know. I didn't hear all the speeches. Don't know what's coming up tonight. And then we got Michelle Obama. Well, what do we got tonight? Hold on a second. Let me see if I got this right. Starting lineup tonight, you will see these people in prime time somewhere this week at the DNC in Philly. You know, I've never been to Philadelphia.
Oh, you don't know what you're missing.
Cheesesteaks. Never that's been there. Missing. See, that's the first thing you're going to say about Philadelphia, cheesesteaks. I don't know why I've never been to Philadelphia. I don't know why.
I don't know why I went to Philadelphia.
See, that's the difference. You went, but you don't remember going.
I remember being there, but I don't know why.
Yeah, and oh, by the way, and to Deborah Overschlepp there, the listener, I totally get what you're saying. I get it. This is certainly, as you know, is not a political show. However, this is whatever is interesting to me, that's just what comes out of my mouth. And you can't help but see what happened last week was some of the craziest stuff I've ever seen in my entire life. Not even last week. The whole last year. Yeah. Nothing is crazier. I just saw the ad again where Hillary Clinton has the kids watching Trump speak. And the kids are watching Trump speak like, oh, my God, this must be a monster.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it is the funniest commercial I've ever. It's just taking politics to the crazy level. And I like to be at the crazy level. Otherwise, life just bores the hell out of me. So I like to watch that stuff unfold. And tonight, look at what you got with the Republicans. I mean, with the Democrats. Wasserman getting thrown out. Boom. Russians are hacking into the emails, they say. They want Trump to lose. I mean, they want Trump to win. So they're sending out these negative emails about the Democrats. Oh, my God. Who writes this stuff? You can't write it. It's just crazy. All right, so you've got Michelle Obama, Bernie Sanders.
Tonight?
Tonight. I believe he opens it tonight.
Excellent.
Yeah, Bernie opens it up tonight, I think. He'll be there one way or the other. If Wasserman goes on, I don't know if she went on or not yet or is thinking about going on. She's going to get booed off the stage. Once again, that's fun. You got something
for everybody
different.
But her.
Yeah, I don't want it business as usual. Status quo has got to go. Oh, I like that line.
Yeah, that was good.
Status quo has got to go. Right on, JD. You finally don't suck.
Thank you, Billy the Bed Bug. Status quo has got to go. That's basically it. I mean, even Ted Nugent the other day. Ted was saying, hey, I endorse Trump. I mean, do I think he's the best? I don't know. Who knows?
He isn't.
Hector's voting for Hillary, I would imagine, because
I am voting.
Because he did an interview with Univision, and he spoke mostly in Spanish.
Right on, Tim.
Which Tim Kaine, the vice presidential nominee for Hillary, that upset political commentator Scotty Nell Hughes on CNN, saying it's time for him to speak English.
You know, I appreciate him having multicultural and speaking Spanish. I think that's a great idea. And we can all bring out our languages. Melania could come out and speak her five different languages as well. But what Trump did, he spoke English. And that is one good thing that I thought. I didn't have to get a translator for anything that was going on at the RNC this week. And I'm hoping I'm not going to have to kind of start brushing up back on my Dora the Explorer to understand some of the speeches given this week.
Right. All right,
Dora Explorer.
Because Dora breaks into Spanish sometimes. The heroine of the Nickelodeon cartoon is a Latina. And occasionally speaks in Spanish on the show. That is the reference Scotty Nell makes with Wolf Blitzer. You see what I mean? Isn't that
That's the crazy in all. That's the interesting stuff to me, the weird stuff. Their platforms, they're going to say one thing, they're going to do another.
Tim Kaine plays harmonica.
That's right, harmonica playing vice president. Now we know where Buzz is going to vote. But anyway, to say to you, Deborah Oberschlepper, and anyone else up there, you got phone lines. You want to use them? Use them. Who do you want to vote for? I just saw Trump got a bump. Another one. Trump got a bump. Santa Cohen got to go. Trump got a bump. Hillary Trump got a big bump because of the Republican convention. And so now you're going to have a battle. It's going to be a battle, at least in the early stages we see these bumps. But you want to talk about whatever, I don't care what you want to talk about. I told you, anytime anything's in your mind. 844, the number 4, JB Show. You can send an email like Deborah did. You can use the voicemail, 866-JB-VMAIL. Doesn't matter to me. I'll do it. I'll read it all. I'll look at it all. I'll listen to it all. Who would you vote for right now? Right now, you got to vote. Hillary or Trump? What are you going to do? Wait till the convention's over and see what you think. Like you're going to get something out of it.
And last night, Hillary, you know, I was watching Hillary on the news. And, you know, she can't get away from her notes.
That's right.
And it's like right in the middle of something, you catch her looking down at her notes to see what the next word is.
Right.
It's not, she's got to stop that. You got to go off script to beat Trump, I think.
Yeah, you got to start getting nuts. Now, they got Elizabeth Warren coming up. Well, who are the other speakers that are
coming
up?
She's good.
And she'll come out there and she'll start filleting people.
Yeah, she will.
Biden, Barack Obama. Here are the people that will be at the DNC. This week, live from Philadelphia, Wells Fargo Center, Michelle Obama, Bernie Sanders, Michael Bloomberg, Joe Biden, Barack Obama, Elizabeth Warren, Chelsea Clinton, and then they got like the bands are like Lady Gaga.
Really?
Singing outside the stadium or whatever they are. You've got Katy Perry, Eva Longoria, Lena Dunham. Not going, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. I don't think she should. One of the emails she's saying, that's right. She wants to get up there. They'll be making a big mistake, because as soon as they see her getting booed, that'll be fuel for the Republican side. They'll love that. Bernie has been accusing Wasserman and Schultz of favoritism for months, and he wanted to resign, and now he's got what he wants. So Bernie's going to get a rousing welcome. There's no doubt about that. But let's get to know Tim Kaine for a second. I saw him on 60 Minutes, but you say he's a harmonica-playing vice president. What else do we know?
Tim Kaine was born in St. Paul, Minnesota. His middle name is Michael, so his full name is Timothy Michael Kaine. And if you say the words, my cocaine, with a thick English accent, it sounds like Michael Kaine. Michael Kaine, not the actor,
right,
but the senator who was governor, and now he's running for vice president.
Okay, that's a good report. Thank you. Hector, whoever that is, fire him, please.
No.
Oh, yeah. All right. Tim Kaine does play a mean harmonica, as Hillary and he discussed on 60 Minutes. See, this is the kind of platform talk I want to hear.
Senator, what did you tell her you were good at?
You know, I've been a city councilman and mayor. I've been a lieutenant governor and governor, and now in the Senate, serve on the Armed Services and Foreign Relations Committee. So I'm a utility player. I just want to do everything I can to make sure, A, we win, and that, B, the presidency of Hillary Clinton is fantastic. And I think I can, with my 2 cents, I think I can help that happen.
I do, too. And, well, I just have to add that he plays a mean harmonica.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
Got to have a fallback in my life. Yeah.
He ought to come out tonight and start playing the harp. Simple as that. 844-4JB-SHOW. Talk.
Yeah, hi. How come I never hear you or any other person on the news media or anywhere mention the fact that Hillary Clinton's totally and completely unpatriotic, and how can anybody want to vote her in to be commander-in-chief of our military people?
Why do you want me to do it? Why don't you do it, which you just did it? You do it.
Well, I tell the other people, you know,
you stay right now. Here's John. You're going to speak. Go ahead, John. I'll give you whatever amount of time you need to speak. Go ahead.
All right, thank you. I just want everyone to know that you have to wake up and realize that Hillary Clinton is totally and completely unpatriotic because she didn't give a damn what happened to those Americans who got killed up in Benghazi.
All right, so there you go. She's unpatriotic. Got that? Tim Kaine plays harmonica.
It's
and
all there.
I guess let's have Seth Meyers introduce Hillary Clinton so we get to know her for real, just like you would introduce a game show contestant.
As Secretary of State from 2009 to 2013. From 2001 to 2009, she was a U.S. Senator from New York. Her husband, William, was once president. She's a two-time recipient of Chico's Customer of the Decade. Her favorite comic book hero is Superdelegate. She once won a game of Scrabble by playing the word Benghazi on a triple word score. If not elected, she plans to go full Bane. She thinks the kids still say on fleek. She would be our first female president and our worst email president. Her favorite karaoke song is the entire text of the U.S. Constitution. Her full name is Hillary Rodham Clinton, but her friends call her Hillary Rodham Clinton. And finally, in high school, she was voted most likely to eventually succeed. This has been Getting to Know Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, 844-4JB-SHOW. Here's the kind of crazy I'm talking about. So the Republican convention, there's a tweet that goes out, hey, Lou Holtz is on the Republican convention floor with a bottle of Crown Royal in his hand. That's what I like. I hope to see some of that stuff. We'll talk to Lou Holtz today about his drink choices and more. Lou Holtz, Notre Dame, Fighting Irish, Notre Dame. Lou Holtz, later on. The podcast is right in your hand every day, free, uninterrupted. BrandMeyerShow.com.
Hey, it's me, your car. No, it's not the voice of your car phone or your GPS that gives you driving directions. I'm sorry to interrupt your tunes, but we need to talk. Take a look around. I'm not the new car I used to be. The season's dirt and mud really did a number on my carpet here. And that iced coffee you spilled, hoo-hoo, that didn't help. And with the rain showers and all, I know it's going to be a real mud bath in here. So do me a favor and get a set of WeatherTech floor liners. Got it? Now, how about a wash and detail? What do you say?
WeatherTech floor liners and cargo liners keep your vehicle's carpet safe from spills and messes. Made of the highest quality materials and laser measured, WeatherTech floor liners are specifically designed for your vehicle. And they're made in America. If it could talk, your vehicle would thank you. Order yours today at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech. Complete protection. Completely American made.
This week, a woman will make history in the city of brotherly love.
We want to write the next chapter in American greatness.
But who will help Hillary Clinton unite her party?
There has never been any man or woman more qualified for this office.
CNN brings you all four nights with unparalleled access.
We believe we are stronger together.
The Democratic National Convention. Live coverage starts today at 4 Eastern on CNN.
Oh, yeah. The TV went out last night. Daddy's going to get a new one today.
We often replace TVs and other electronics as soon as something goes wrong. Your smoke and carbon monoxide alarms are no different. When's the last time you replaced the alarms in your home? Kidde's worry-free smoke and CO alarms have a sealed-in lithium battery, offering 10 years of protection and eliminating late-night low-battery chirp for the life of the alarm. Don't wait. Buy Kidde's worry-free alarms today at the Home Depot. Kidde, technology that saves lives.
GEICO applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to GEICO. To prove it, GEICO will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with GEICO by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolor paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero. And it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-735-8360. That's 800-735-8360. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-735-8360.
I could either ignore it or face it. My child had trouble grasping math concepts. You don't want your kids to fail at math. You want them to have confidence and the skills to take them where their dreams are. Math Made Easy wants to make you an offer. They'll improve your student's grade by at least one full grade or your money back. Teachers can't slow the pace for each student. Math Made Easy can. For more than 20 years, Math Made Easy has been helping hundreds of thousands of students grasp challenging math concepts using a step-by-step approach. The affordable Math Made Easy programs help students visualize math concepts with engaging and dynamic lessons. Students learn at their own pace. Call 1-866-598-MATH or visit mathmadeeasy.com. Most students forget at least 50% of the year's schoolwork over the summer, and with Math Made Easy, your child will be prepared to excel this coming fall. Math Made Easy is now running its annual summer sale. Call now, 1-866-598-MATH, 1-866-598-6284.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show. Johnny B.
Ewan, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, buddy. How are you?
I love you. I love your people.
What's your background, Jenny?
I am from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You're from Zahla, man. Do you know where Zahla?
No, I don't know where that is.
Well, ask your mom where Zahla she come from. That's in Lebanon, in Beirut.
Right.
And your father come from Germany, right?
That's right.
Is he related to your cousin? What's his name?
My cousin.
You know your cousin? What's his name?
I don't know what his name is.
You didn't know his name?
No.
Hitler, man.
Oh, my cousin Hitler.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, yes. He is my cousin. Yes, that's correct.
All right.
Now you know I'm from Beirut and my cousin is Hitler.
This is Johnny B.
Hello, America. You're listening to Brandmeier and me, Colin Jost. So thank you for listening. Bring your own cup day at 7-Elevens around the country, where customers could fill up any cup they brought in with a Slurpee. But if you missed it, don't worry. You can just do it any day. It's 7-Eleven, man. Go nuts. What's the worst thing that happens? You get kicked out of a 7-Eleven? That's the best thing that could happen.
Thank you, Colin Jost. 7-Eleven has beat Amazon in the first drone delivery. 7-Eleven has delivered Slurpees, chicken sandwich, donuts, hot coffee, and candy to the home of a family who placed the order they beat in a test in Reno, Nevada over the weekend.
Nice.
Are you kidding me? 7-Eleven delivers by drone in Reno. They beat Amazon to the punch, making the first drone delivery to a customer's home in the United States of America.
7-Eleven.
Like, seriously, a drone delivery, they say, could prove especially useful to families with children who cannot easily leave the house when they have an urgent need for items like medicine or milk or whatever. Yeah. What is that? Oh, that's my Slurpee coming. I cannot imagine this. To find customers willing to have their order handled by a flying robot, 7-Eleven surveyed households within a one-mile radius of the Reno store, from which they planned to deliver. And they delivered to one home a Slurpee, chicken sandwich, donut, coffee, and candy.
That's all you need, really.
Reno, Nevada. You ought to be excited. You're the first drone delivery from a 7-Eleven. Honestly, I would do it just for a good time. Sit there, you're with a bunch of people,
Hey, you want to watch something? Yeah. Order a Slurpee right now. Click, 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 bing, 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 boom, boom, boom. Wait, what are you talking about? Watch this. Then it comes in. You got to see the picture of it. And it's got a little box, and it lands down on the ground. You can see it clearly. And it lands right on your door. And then what happens?
And then what happens?
Do you unhook it? Look at it. 7-Eleven, look at the box of 7-Eleven being delivered. And the neighbors all know what you're getting because the drone is hovering over your house. It's so embarrassing. What'd you order, man?
Slurpee.
Look at that. Okay, so where does it go? What do you do then? So the drone lands, puts the box down without spilling the Slurpee, right?
Which is brilliant, right.
And then you open it up, eat it, and you're on your way.
Well, you have to detach it, don't you?
Right. I'm telling you, there's something not right with it, but 7-Eleven has delivered the very first in-home drone delivery. A chicken sandwich, donut, hot coffee.
It sounds good. The more you say it, the better it sounds.
To the home of somebody in Reno, Nevada. I want to find that family, man. Oh, my God. Way to go, 7-Eleven. Way to get out ahead of it. Nice move.
Move out all that trail mix. Make room for the beef sticks. Informing all the punks. This is no library.
Oh, man.
Yes, we have some string cheese. I'll have to check those IDs. We're running out of half and half and sweet and low. Oh. Would you like some jerky? It comes in beef or turkey.
Yeah, I'm going to drone it.
See what I am up to, baby. I can't go.
Jonathan Brandmeier.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best? No, I-
Redding Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Redding with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multipurpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 1614s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, 500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Redding Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends September 5th.
Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
Save the date, August 3rd. Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Redding Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 3rd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event. All ages welcome with special activities for the kids. Vendors will be located in Wind River Resort and Casino's Event Center and the Redding Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more, including blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, and more. For details on this free event, log on to WinRiver.com. Contact Trish Stofers at 530-226-1734 or Mae Saley at 530-339-7470. Head down to Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on Wednesday, August 3rd, and check out yet another great health fair this year. Brought to you by Redding Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
The centerpiece of my vacation life is Jamaica.
And you go to the same place?
Yes. And I noticed a couple there. There was an older guy, like in his 50s, maybe his 60s, and the hottest girl on the property.
Oh, sugar daddy.
We go to dinner that night. We sit down, and I look across the room, and there's the couple.
Oh.
And she's on her feet. It dawns on me, she's giving him the Heimlich. And I see one of the waiters rush over, and he starts giving him the Heimlich, except they're Jamaicans. I don't know how well trained they are. He's being very polite. You cannot give a polite Heimlich maneuver. It simply doesn't work.
This is the news. News director, Buzz Skillman.
Sounds like such a big deal.
It is. It's so exciting.
On day one of the Democratic convention, the only thing we know for sure is the Democratic elite have decided to build an 8-foot wall around the convention site to keep out undesirables. It's not actually a wall, it's a fence.
They're going to build a wall just around the Wells Fargo Center.
The DNC has erected a 4-mile fence around its convention site at Philadelphia's Wells Fargo Center. The fence, which appears to be about 8 feet tall, is intended to keep out any individuals with whom the Democratic Party leaders, delegates, and other liberal elites would rather not mingle with.
Ne'er-do-wells.
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 Meanwhile, of course, Debbie Wasserman Schultz announced Sunday that she's stepping down as chairwoman of the DNC at the end of the party's convention. The Florida Congresswoman's resignation comes amid the release of thousands of leaked emails showing DNC staffers favoring Hillary Clinton over Bernie Sanders in the party's primary contest. Bernie, meanwhile, has been denied permission for a rally of 40,000 of his closest supporters today. The load of emails paints a picture of Democratic officials seriously undermining Bernie's campaign in favor of the more cooperative Hillary Clinton.
You see the New York Post cover?
Not yet.
Look at it. Show Buzz the cover of the New York Post, please. They're always doing something colorful. Overboard is the headline in the New York Post.
DNC boss tossed amid leak scandal. And then you've got Tim Kaine behind Hillary in a rowboat with a leak coming up through between her legs.
Oh,
and then there's Wasserman underwater, just her head above the water.
Boy.
The artist must have gone, I got an idea. Let's put Hillary and Tim Kaine in a rowboat. The boat's leaking. Come in the water. Look at them. Oh, my goodness.
That's a funny picture.
Sure is. You know what they should do? They should let Jerry Falwell Jr. come out, just maybe like open it up like a stand-up comic, because he was just really, I hope I'm not wrong in saying this, he was really entertaining and funny at the Republican National Convention.
Yeah, in the days before my father passed away in 2007, he joked with CNN that he dreamed that Chelsea Clinton had interviewed him about the three greatest threats facing this nation. He replied, those three greatest threats are Osama, Obama, and your mama. Well, Osama is now gone. Obama has 6 months left in his term. And the only way to make America great and one again is to tell Chelsea's mama you're fired.
Well, that may be the worst.
Timing is everything.
Timing, Jerry Falwell Jr. Oh, my God, that is some good stuff. Oh, and the Russians are brought into it. I like that, too, that they're brought into it. Yeah, let's release some of those emails and screw up the Democratic Party. Okay.
And the Russian thing is just... I mean, they have not a shred of evidence.
Not a shred.
Pure speculation.
Right.
At a lively Sunday march in support of former presidential candidate Bernie Sanders, chants went up of lock her up and Hillary for prison signs and T-shirts and calls for an indictment were common among the most ardent supporters of Bernie. At least once during a four-mile march from City Hall to Roosevelt Park, the rallygoers began loudly chanting, lock her up, the same chant heard on the floor of the Republican National Convention. And a top official with the Hillary Clinton campaign, of course, is accusing the Russian government of orchestrating the release of the damaging Democratic Party records to help campaign of Republican Donald Trump, and some cybersecurity experts agree. However, there is no actual evidence that that's happening.
Hector's still mad because Coldplay cut their sets short by one song because of the storm in Chicago. Storms everywhere, but man, oh man, those storms were brutal.
Yes,
he called me crying.
Yeah.
Do you know that Chris Martin had to cut his set short, and he only came out, and then he said, we have to do one more song, and then we have to leave because there's lightning? Ridiculous.
President Obama's Kenyan half-brother wants to make America great again, so he's going to vote for Donald Trump.
Do you ever go to Sugar Shack?
You know, I'd like to say yes.
No, excuse me. I keep calling it Sugar Shack because it used to be a strip club.
Right.
It's Shake Shack for burgers.
Oh, no.
I don't know. And every time I say
it, you put me down the wrong road there.
Every time Lisa goes, it's not a strip club, it's for hamburgers.
Steak and Shake I've been to, not Sugar.
Well, it's like
I've seen one.
Yeah, they're right here on the one on Michigan or whatever it is. It's and they always say it's the greatest burger in the world and you've got to go there.
Yeah.
Heck, do you ever go to Shake Shack?
No.
Gino?
No, I have not.
You never heard anything about it? Like nobody's touted it to you as the greatest burger in the world?
I think the only time I really heard about it was on this show.
Oh, well, I finally went there.
Greatest burger ever?
Nope, I'm still saying Culver's.
Culver's, really?
Yeah, I think Culver's is the best to me. I don't know why. Fast food,
Culver's is more than fast food, though.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, fast food is McDonald's, Burger King, Sonic. I mean, those are Culver's. I mean, they spend more time with their food.
Well, okay,
their food.
Still it's semi fast food.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, the Shake Shack isn't bad. It's all natural. There's no things that Buzz cares about, things that chemicals in it. There's nothing. It's all grass fed. This and that. But the lines are just unbelievable. And you get up there and then you go, okay. And so the expectations of it are so great. And you bite into it and you go, well, it's pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good, right?
Really, really good.
Because it's a cheeseburger.
Yeah, anything like a cheeseburger is fantastic. Right. I do like cheeseburgers.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine it getting, it tasting much better than a Five Guys cheeseburger, which seems to be the top of the
Five line. Guys, Culver's.
Five Guys, there's no line. I mean, you just walk
Shake
in
Shack.
There.
I don't know. They're all...
They're cheese.
I still think Culver's is... I'm gonna say it wins. I'm going to say that one, it wins. I don't know why. And I'm a hamburger. I'm definitely a hamburger. So I finally got to go there, but I waited in line, all that, in the family, and ate it. I'm still hungover from this weekend. What else is going on, Buzz?
Well, the president...
Who's talking in the back? Oh, it's Gino's mic is on. All right, go ahead.
I mean, I find it fascinating that the president's Kenyan half-brother, his Kenyan half-brother,
right,
is planning to vote for Donald Trump. He says, I like Donald Trump because he speaks from the heart. He told that to the Post from his home in the rural village of Cogello. Make America Great Again is a great slogan, and I would like to meet Donald Trump. He says he's also annoyed that Clinton and President Obama killed Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, whom he called one of his best friends.
All right. There we go. See, there's the nutty we're talking about.
And the Australian Olympic team will not move into the athletes' village in Rio after it was condemned as not safe or ready by the country's team chiefs. Her name is Kitty Chiller.
Yeah, I know,
says,
Kitty. What about her? What you say about Kitty Chiller? How's she doing?
Problems include blocked toilets, leaking pipes, exposed wiring, darkened stairwells where no lighting has been installed, and dirty floors that need massive cleaning. In response to that, the mayor of Rio de Janeiro is offering to get a kangaroo for the team after they refuse to move into the village. We want them to feel at home here. I almost feel like putting a kangaroo to jump up and down in front of their building would help them out.
Wow.
That's for the mayor of Rio de Janeiro, and the Australians responded that they're not interested in a kangaroo or moving into the village.
And that Olympic coverage still gets nuttier. The Olympics begin Friday, August 5th. That's next Friday, believe it or don't, if it actually begins. How much does it cost to go to Philly? We know that Cleveland jacked their prices up from $69 at a Quality Inn to $700. Call any Philly hotel. I'll guarantee it's not as expensive. I mean motel. I like to call them motels because those are the ones that, you know, they're $49.99 a night. And then when the convention hits town for whatever it is, they charge, you know, like 10, 50 times the amount. As the Democratic.
Thank you for calling the Days Inn Philadelphia Convention Center. Erica, so can help me help you?
Yes, you sound tired. Are you all right?
Oh, yeah.
Because you answered the phone, you seem like,
no, I was reaching.
Oh, I see. Reaching for the phone.
Yes.
Okay, I'm looking for a room for tonight. So is it near the convention? You're right near the convention?
We are.
Okay,
let me connect you to our reservation line.
Thank you.
Please hold.
All right. Everybody's getting the week started. Okay.
Good or monitored for quality purposes.
Excellent.
Oh, good. Hello? Hello?
Hey,
yeah. Hi, I'm looking for a room for tonight.
Okay, I'll be glad to assist you with that today, sir.
Cost for a room tonight? You're near the convention center, the Democratic Convention Center, correct?
Yes, sir.
How much?
For tonight, we actually are coming up booked. We don't have anything available until the 31st of July.
31st of July. That convention would be over by then, correct?
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy. Can I ask what the prices were going for so I know I can compare when I call another hotel in the area? What is your room rate?
I actually don't have the room rates. Just because we're booked, they don't let us see the rates.
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Yourself?
Well, I'm thinking about coming into Philly. What's the one thing other than what's the one thing I should do in Philadelphia? People say I got to go after I go to the convention. I want to sightsee. What should I see? I want to run the Rocky Steps, maybe. What else would I do?
We have a Civil War Museum.
Civil War Museum. And did you say a zoo?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Civil War Museum and the zoo. Anything else, like something that only the natives would know about, like a hidden club or something, you know, where the crazy goes down? You know what I mean?
No, sir. We don't have any clubs that's nearby the hotel.
Hmm.
We have the Liberty Bells. That's a mile away.
Oh, all right. All right. Has that been repaired yet?
I didn't quite hear you, sir.
Has that been repaired yet?
No, sir. It's still the same. It's like we have a lot of monument stuff going around.
Okay. And what about you? You free to join a...
No, sir.
You're not?
No, sir.
All right. Well, you just sounded nice. I was enjoying talking to you. I'm a little hungover, a little tired, and I just got to get into Philly, and now I have no place to stay. You got a place?
No, sir, I don't. I can look at a different location for you, see if I got anything else in the nearby area.
Let me think about it. If I can't find another hotel, I'll call you back. You've been more than kind. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. I bet I could have picked her up. No, I'm telling you. If I were more awake, I could have gotten her.
The Liberty Bell thing threw her.
Yeah, it's like an old Philly thing. You know, did you fix it yet? It's like a Wisconsin. My dad was like, I think it's still broken. Yeah, my dad was just like, he was a cut-up, wasn't he? The convention begins.
Thousands of people all across the country are choosing the flexibility of working when they want, driving with Uber. You'll control your day, plus be able to start earning right away just by driving your own car.
Why'd I choose to drive with Uber? So that's easy. Complete freedom. Working when I want. I mean, I can't get that anywhere else. So with both my kids in summer camp, I drop them off, then I start driving. Or, you know, we'll go to the park and I do it later. Or even just not at all that day. It's a beautiful thing. I just turn on the Uber app and ride requests come in, and I'm earning some extra money. It helps us stay on budget every month. Plus, we can save for our summer vacation. Total freedom. Working when I want, being my own boss. Yeah, driving with Uber is definitely the best option for me.
Earn the extra money you need on your schedule. Drive with Uber just a few hours a day and watch the money add up fast. Get started today. Take 2 minutes and sign up right now. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. uber.com/drive now.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I could either ignore it or face it. My child had trouble grasping math concepts. You don't want your kids to fail at math. You want them to have confidence and the skills to take them where their dreams are. Math Made Easy wants to make you an offer. They'll improve your student's grade by at least one full grade or your money back. Teachers can't slow the pace for each student. Math Made Easy can. For more than 20 years, Math Made Easy has been helping hundreds of thousands of students grasp challenging math concepts using a step-by-step approach. The affordable Math Made Easy programs help students visualize math concepts with engaging and dynamic lessons. Students learn at their own pace. Call 1-866-598-MATH or visit mathmadeeasy.com. Most students forget at least 50% of the year's schoolwork over the summer, and with Math Made Easy, your child will be prepared to excel this coming fall. Math Made Easy is now running its annual summer sale. Call now, 1-866-598-MATH, 1-866-598-6284.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
Call today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-735-8360. That's 800-735-8360. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-735-8360.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Listen to the Jonathan Brandmeier Show when you want, anywhere you want, the way you want. Subscribe to the podcast at brandmeiershow.com.
Yeah. All right. So the big thing, Chicago White Sox are mad at Chris Sale for cutting his jersey up. White Sox has suspended pitcher Chris Sale for cutting his disco jersey up. I mean, this is fantastic.
Not only his, though.
And the other players in the clubhouse, the team announced to Sunday they got a 5-day suspension going. Chris has been suspended for violating team rules, for insubordination, for destroying team equipment. We appreciate his talent and passion. They had these 76 throwback uniforms. There's no, they're collared navy shirts. And he wouldn't wear it because they were uncomfortable. This is Chris Sale's Major League Baseball pitcher, ladies and gentlemen. And he just took some scissors and began cutting them all up, saying he didn't want to wear them. That is awesome.
And he's not 6 years old.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not wearing them. I'm going to cut these things up. He also has to pay $12,700 to cover the cost of the destroyed disco jerseys. Sox general manager Ricky Hahn, what up?
Part of what makes Chris great, part of what makes Chris elite, is his passion and commitment. We've seen that sometimes spill out from between the white lines. Yesterday was one of those instances, and it unfortunately led to events that required discipline.
What about you, manager Robin Ventura?
From being a player, everybody wears a uniform that they don't necessarily like, or, you know, but you wear it. And if you want to rip it up after, you can rip it up after. I've seen guys rip it up after. I just haven't, this is not the first one. So I think, you know, for him, he has the ability to come back here and pitch and carry on.
What? You got to really hate something bad. I don't know why they make them wear these ridiculous things anyway. It doesn't even make sense. Why do they wear a disco shirt out there to dance to a...
They have their reasons, Johnny.
What are the reasons? Give them to me.
I have no idea.
These guys are other professionals. They're pitchers. They get used to a certain uniform on. They got to go out there, and now they got to have a leisure suit on while they go out to a pitch. I get it. It makes sense to me. You're used to one thing, and then you got to put on this stupid suit.
And you're getting paid several million dollars a year to do whatever you're told.
Okay, and I would argue that I agree with that. However, if I'm the pitcher, if I'm Chris Sale, I'm a pitcher, and I'm, like you say, used to the mechanics of doing this one way, wearing this one jersey, you're going to throw me off if I have to wear this Well, disco suit.
And you're not really a professional, are you?
I guess I'm not. Yeah! Let's go!
Oh, Chris! Cut off your White Sox jersey. Who wants to wear disco crap? You can't throw a hard ball in a leisure suit. And you'd never use Velvex like as a wooden bat. You cut off your White Sox jerseys. Chris, sell you're on the trading block. You've lost nearly all of your Southside fans. Your new name is Edward Scissorhands. So goodbye, Chris Sale. We're really proud of you.
I've never heard of anyone else cutting out a jersey before. I really haven't. 844-4JB-SHOW. What up, Ted?
Hey, this White Sox had a player in the old days that used to scissors all his uniforms. Ted Kluszewski, he would cut off the sleeves because his arms were so huge he couldn't fit them inside the sleeves.
This has been a historical moment with Ted. Hey, so there is a suspension in baseball. That happens for 5 days, ends in a couple. And the big game in this town is the Chicago White Sox and the Chicago Cubs. Bragging rights is what it's all about. Speaking of sports, Lou Holtz running around the convention with a bottle of Crown Royal and saying some things about immigrants. Breakfast.
No.
We'll talk to Lou Holtz.
Attention parents, Reading School of the Arts is excited to announce the start of the virtual school for the North State community. This virtual independent study program for Shasta and neighboring counties will include students in grades kindergarten through 8th grade, and it supports immunized and non-immunized families. Reading School of the Arts will offer a superior educational program to meet the following goals: an alternative learning opportunity to traditional brick-and-mortar institutions, a tailored program that meets state standards, outstanding credentialed teachers, enrichment and tutoring on and off campus, and it's all part of a tuition-free public charter school. For more information, visit rsarts.org, that's rsarts.org, or call us at 530-247-6933. That's 247-6933.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. Bernie Sanders made an impassioned plea for his supporters to rally behind Hillary Clinton in November. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports from the Democratic Convention in Philadelphia.
Sanders walked out onto the convention stage here to thunderous applause and a sustained ovation. After thanking his loyal supporters, he made the case for a Hillary Clinton presidency, urging them to rally behind her in the contest against Donald Trump. Sanders said there's too much at stake for his backers to stay at home in November, arguing that the choice between Clinton and Trump is obvious when it comes to the causes they believe in. Greg Clugston, Philadelphia.
More than a dozen people were killed in a knife attack at a home for the mentally disabled outside Tokyo.
19 people confirmed dead. Another 20 or so are injured. The man himself turned himself into police about 2 hours later, so he is in custody and will obviously be charged with